Listen to over 150 radio stations.
NATO summit. The conference triggered clashes between riot police and about 200 protesters, while Mr. Obama received a rock star welcome. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering and joins us live from Strasbourg.
Nick, the president is here to seek wider NATO support for his new strategy on the war in Afghanistan, but European leaders are unlikely to join the U.S. effort to send thousands of additional troops. As he wrapped up a meeting with French President Sarkozy just a few minutes ago, Mr. Obama previewed his message to NATO.
Al-Qaeda operate safe havens that can be used to launch attacks is a threat not just to the United States, but to Europe.
Making the pitch for more NATO help in Afghanistan, Mr. Obama warned it's more likely that Al-Qaeda would launch a serious attack in Europe than in the U.S., Nick.
Now, Peter, does the White House consider the G20 economic summit a success?
The president's understated response to that very question, Nick, I did okay. Mr. Obama didn't get everything he wanted, especially the goal of more stimulus money, but he views the outcome as a turning point in the search for global recovery. The U.S. now hopes the $1 trillion the summit promised for weaker economies will help ease the world crisis, Nick.
In less than half an hour, the Labor Department releases March unemployment figures, and they're expected to be dismal. More than 650,000 jobs lost, with the unemployment rate forecast to hit 8.5%. In a tough employment market, a growing number of Americans are tweeting their way to a new job. CBS News correspondent Steve Gathan is live to explain.
Go to Twitter.com, the wildly popular microblog site, and look for job angels. Seattle's Mary White Cornell did.
You know there are people there that are willing to help, so you feel okay about asking for help.
She and others have found mentors, free help with resumes and cover letters, even leads to job interviews. Jason Blaze, who works for a jobs website in Massachusetts, is spending more time on job angels.
This just gives me an outlet to maybe spend an hour or two a week trying to help one person, try to affect their job search.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive. One reaction to high unemployment, work for no pay.
I was actually able to use what I learned at that time to actually start my own business afterwards.
David Rose, who rose from middle-aged intern to president of Kudzu Media Group in North Carolina, and the head of the Real Cougar Woman, a communications firm, Linda Franklin, learned the ropes unpaid after 22 years on Wall Street ended abruptly.
It was so worth it. I was giving myself a new education.
Franklin believes working for nothing is more worthwhile than paying for grad school.
Well, the focus of the probe into a salmonella outbreak tied to pistachios is expanding from California to Commack, New York. Jessica Chittenden of the New York State Ag Department says investigators have visited the California processor's sister company on Long Island.
We collected 8 food samples and 9 environmental samples that are now at our New York State Food Laboratory here in Albany and will be tested for salmonella.
Last month, an inspection of the plant turned up rodent droppings and cockroaches. As expected, disgraced former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has been hit with an indictment on federal corruption charges tied to allegations he was peddling President Obama's Senate seat to the highest bidder. The indictment also names Blagojevich's brother and 4 others. What's his best hope for a defense? CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I think the best opportunity he has is to say, look, I was doing this. This is what politicians do. I didn't have criminal intent.
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Jay Cutler gets his wish, a ticket out of Denver, and the Chicago Bears have a franchise quarterback for the first time in decades. The Broncos trade their disgruntled Pro Bowl passer to the Bears. Denver gets quarterback Kyle Orton in return, along with 2 first-round draft picks and a third-rounder. Broncos insider Adam Schefter says Orton's the guy the Broncos wanted.
I believe that Denver could have had 2 number ones and Jason Campbell from the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And I just think that when Denver sits down and studies the tape, that Kyle Orton is the kind of passer and the kind of quarterback that Josh McDaniels feels like he can really groom and get the best out of.
Head coach Josh McDaniels expected to speak this morning on that big trade. John Elway.
I'm sad, but hopefully that it works out for both. Hopefully a couple of years from now the Broncos can look at it and say it was a great trade, and hopefully Jay finds a home in Chicago and he's happy there.
Elway says he never thought the situation would get to this point, that Cutler and McDaniels would reconcile and work together. It's a victory for former professor Ward Churchill. A jury found the University of Colorado was wrong in firing him. Churchill says it's a victory for freedom of speech.
The fraud of the university's campaign in collaboration with private right-wing interests, which has transpired over the last 4 years, has been exposed for what it is.
But it was a bittersweet victory for Churchill, as he was awarded a total of $1 in punitive damages. A judge will rule later on whether the university must give Churchill his job back. A major snowstorm gearing up to batter us tonight and tomorrow.
Amounts, potentially, we're still kind of looking at that 6 to 12 inches possible.
Meteorologist Scott Entrekin with the National Weather Service says those higher amounts will be in the foothills and south of Denver. It's not expected to move in strong until late tonight. Sports, Nuggets beat the Utah Jazz last night, 114-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we are seeing a little bit of slowing to start out today on 270 across Commerce City. There was some construction that was late getting picked up. Speeds are going to dip about 10 miles an hour, so you should make it through that stretch. Just adding a minute or two onto your ride. Southbounders on I-25 still looking good as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. No problems to report on 2 1/4, where speeds are going to be running in the 50s and 60s. This between I-70 and I-25 on both sides of the highway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, or buying your next vehicle, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. They have money to lend at incredibly low rates. Call 303-863-4478 for one of 16 locations or on the web at csbt.com.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed. And listen to this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is David Sirota, still filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. Wake up if you're lying in bed and want to pull the covers over your head. It's Friday. It's going to be one nice day. Going up to 60 today before we get battered by the snow tonight. I didn't want to get up again this morning. I'm not going to lie. It's one of those ones I kept hitting the snooze button, playing with fire. Oh, boy. In the first hour this morning, we're going to do a bit of a news update here. So bear with me. I'm going to give you all the stories that you haven't heard. Or maybe you have. We're going to go into them a little bit, local and national. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have an interview with Congressman Ed Perlmutter at 7, rescheduled from yesterday. And then at 7:30, we're going to talk to my friend and fellow writer, radio person, Amy Goodman, who many of you know. Pop culture question of the day. Today is Movie Friday, but I've amended Movie Friday a little bit. We're making a special exception today. When you call up for any of the other issues that we're talking about, give us your favorite series finale. Television series finale. Last night was the series finale of ER. I'm not sure the stats on how many viewers tuned in are out yet, but I'm sure it was in the many millions. In honor of ER's 15-year run, and I'm full disclosure, I was not an ER watcher, although I thought it was a good show. I just never got into it. We're asking you to nominate your favorite or the best television series finale, final episode. I'll throw out there on the table, and this is going to be a controversial one. The Sopranos. That was my favorite ending. And that was a lot of people hated that ending. I really, really hated that ending. Do you have that song? The song from the end of The Sopranos? Let me roll it in honor of this. We'll roll it in the back of my news report. Remember the song they revived? What is it, a Foreigner song?
Nah, it's Journey, Don't
Journey,
Stop
Journey,
Believing.
Right. Journey, right.
Hold on while I pull up my song catalog.
All right. So
you just want the song, right?
Yeah, just play it underneath them when I read the news. Just in honor of, I think, the best season, a series finale. If you remember, it fades to black and leaves a very, very big open question as to what happens. And that actually drove a lot of the audience crazy. I thought it was great. I thought what I liked about it was sort of a, not a traditional American ending. American audiences, there we go. A lot of American audiences don't like open endings. We like everything wrapped up neatly into a ball. If you remember, this song came out. I'm getting chills down my spine. This last scene, how tense was that?
Yeah, man, we were going over this yesterday.
I mean, you were just like, how tense were you when you were watching that
man,
last
scene?
I
had no fingernails. I was sitting on the edge of the couch.
At the end of afterwards, I was looking up, trying to figure out if there was, a lot of people thought there was a Godfather reference there, where the guy walks in and goes into the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Remember the bathroom scene? And
yeah.
It's really, really.
And then there's like the agent sitting at the table.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people thought that it was, people thought the guy in the members only jacket was somebody who Tony had pissed off earlier in the series.
Right. How many people?
But it wasn't. It wasn't. That's
numerous people he could have pissed off.
I know.
Off,
seriously.
Right?
Seriously. All right. So we're going to leave Don't Stop Believing under the... leave it going here. Some national news. Budgets approved with no Republican votes. The House and Senate approved budgets of about $3.5 trillion for the government on Thursday with no Republican support. A sign of deep partisan tensions likely to color congressional efforts to enact major policy initiatives sought by President Obama. That's the New York Times. Exclusive. Unions to renew battle over the Employee Free Choice Act. Next week, if I'm still in, we're going to be talking to a couple people who are bringing that battle here to Colorado, the Employee Free Choice Act. Labor organizations plan to use the two-week congressional recess that begins this weekend to try to build momentum for legislation giving unions additional rights. So the heat is going to turn up, folks, on that. Some Obama promises get punted. This is the Hill newspaper. President Obama has let a handful of campaign promises slide in his first 10 weeks in office. Obama's aides insist that the president has adhered to his promises of change, even as Republicans and special interest groups have howled at every deviation from the campaign, perceived or otherwise. Some of these supposed transgressions have been more obvious than others. After vowing to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Act, Obama in February reassured Canadian leaders that such a move was not high on his priority list. I think that's the most egregious one. Campaigns to the industrial Midwest promising to change NAFTA. He wins key states like Ohio off of that promise and has gone back on that. But all in all, I think in terms of fulfilling promises, I think Obama's been pretty decent. My problem with Obama has been things that he never promised and that he was actually doing before while he was running. For instance, the bailout. Guy was pushing the bailout, no strings attached money to Wall Street, since he was a candidate. So I don't fault him for flip-flopping. I just fault him for the position. Here's an incredible Washington Post story. As crisis loomed, Geithner pressed but fell short. Although Geithner repeatedly raised concerns about the failure of banks to understand their risks as the head of the New York Fed, he and the Federal Reserve System did not act with enough force to blunt the troubles that ensued. That was largely because he and other regulators relied too much on assurances from senior banking executives that their firms were safe and sound, according to interviews and a review of documents by the Washington Post and the nonprofit journalism organization ProPublica. So this is a key point here, folks. When you have people in the White House who are too surrounded by Wall Streeters when they're marinating in that Wall Street culture, it's hard for them to be the kind of tough regulators that we need them to be. This is a really long and in-depth Washington Post investigative piece. Some local news. All right. Some really, 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 really important local news. Denver Post, tuition hike if cuts kept up to 32%. Students at Adams State College could face a tuition increase of up to 32.4% next year if deep cuts to higher education are not averted. That potential tuition hike was just one of several worst-case scenarios envisioned by the Joint Budget Committee in the state legislature, which Wednesday approved a $300 million cut to colleges and universities on top of a $50 million cut already in the next budget. The cuts still have to be approved by the legislature and Governor Ritter. Now, here's what's, you have to understand how many moving parts there are. The Post says that if Colorado sheds this $300 million from its higher education budget, the state could forego up to $105 million in federal stimulus money. A double whammy. Because the feds are requiring states to maintain funding levels from the 2005-2006 school year as contingent for some of the stimulus money, we could actually lose more money. We could compound the cuts. Betsy Markey, this is a very important story. Fort Collins, Colorado. Representative Betsy Markey broke with the Democratic Party leaders Thursday and voted against a $3.6 trillion budget. So she votes against. She's one of the very, very few Democrats to vote against President Obama's budget. I can't say I'm not disappointed in this. I am. Quote, I grappled with this budget but ultimately could not support it, said Markey, a freshman Democrat from Fort Collins. I was elected to bring fiscal responsibility back to Washington, and I believe that Congress must be more aggressive in cutting our federal deficit. At a time when families all across the country are tightening their belts, we can do a better job of rooting out inefficiencies and cutting out government waste. Markey was among only 20 Democrats to vote against the budget proposal. Markey and 10 of the other Democrats casting no votes are in their first full term in the House. She also voted against four alternative budget plans put forth by progressives, the Congressional Black Caucus, Republicans, and a splinter group of conservatives. The budget vote marked the third time in just under 3 months in Congress that Markey has split with the Democratic leadership on a major issue. This is disappointing. I mean, this idea that at a time of an economic emergency when we need as much stimulus spending as possible, that it should be legislators' priorities to slash spending. This is crazy talk. This is crazy talk. And I'm really disappointed in Betsy Markey. I mean, this doesn't mean I'm not apoplectic about it. I think she's got her reasons. I just really, really strongly disagree. What I am apoplectic about, and this is the topic of the first hour, so we finally get to it. Big news is that Senator Michael Bennet has raised a whopping $1.37 million in the first 3 months of the year. Huge fundraising totals for Michael Bennet. Couple that with, and this is really, I'm pretty mad about this. A strong bipartisan majority in the United States Senate took a firm stand in favor of requiring 60 Senate votes to pass any kind of cap and trade legislation to deal with global warming. Republican, very conservative Republican Mike Johans, I don't even know how to say his name, from Nebraska, and his allies were critical of the idea of passing major legislation outside of normal Senate procedures. There was a proposal on the table to allow global warming climate change legislation to pass with a simple majority in the Senate. The Republicans didn't like that. And so the senator, Republican senator from Nebraska, put a bill on the floor to make sure that it would require 60 votes, which makes it almost impossible to pass. And here's the news, folks. Senator Mark Udall voted against that proposal, but Senator Bennet voted for it. So I just want to reiterate, this is big news. This is not small news. Our appointed Senator Michael Bennett cast a vote to make it almost impossible to pass serious climate change legislation. A Republican bill to require 60 votes to pass climate change legislation. The Democrats were going to try to pass this, had set up procedures to pass this with only 51 votes to make it easier to pass. Mark Udall voted with the Democrats. Senator Bennett voted with the Republicans. Just a few Democrats voted with Republicans. So on the same day that we learned that Michael Bennett is raking in a huge amount of campaign cash, he has cast a vote to make it much more difficult to pass any kind of serious climate change legislation. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. So the open question of the hour, is what your thoughts are on preserving this 60-vote threshold to pass climate change legislation. I think the 60-vote threshold to pass anything is unacceptable. But this is a specific issue. Our senator has now sided with the Republicans to make it legislatively, if not impossible, then extremely difficult to pass climate change legislation. On the same day, we're told he has raised an enormous sum of campaign cash. Weigh in, 303-713-7600. Can you believe that, sir?
Crazy.
I mean, even Udall, who's like not the greatest, model of intestinal fortitude, voted against this. I got to tell you something. I think I'm going to try to dig in and see where Bennett raised his money from. But this is...
Where
this,
is it coming from?
This thing with this vote smells, man.
It does.
Fishy.
Does. All right, give us some traffic.
Traffic not so fishy as we're kicking off the Friday morning commute. We're usually lighter heading into the weekend. Do have an early crash, though, westbound 6th Avenue at Indiana. Going to start hitting the brakes there around Sims Street. And in the high country, still have some winter driving condition. Chain laws in effect for eastbounders heading over Vail Pass and commercial vehicles. Also eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Loveland Pass in pretty good shape. I-70 is going to be wet, slushy, and icy in spots between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail. Your forecast? Partly sunny with a small chance of gusty thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. After midnight, a winter storm warning goes into effect through Saturday evening, 6 to 12 inches.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses. But all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. IntelligentOffice.com.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale with Doorbuster Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And Boys and Girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupon. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton.
Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 4th.
We all know these are incredibly difficult financial times. During these kinds of times, more than ever before, we need some strategies and tools, not just to inspire us, but to show us how to take control of the things that matter most to us, our emotions, the meaning of our life, our bodies, our relationships, our career, and our finances.
For over three decades, Tony Robbins has touched the lives of millions with his multimedia coaching system, The Ultimate Edge. And now, you can experience it risk-free. Just call 1-800-400-5819.
Let's look at the ways you can change the quality of your life today, even in challenging times, and how you can make a difference for the people you really care about.
Tony has helped people overcome tough times and gain control over their finances, their health, and their relationships. Now, it's your turn to transform your life. To experience the Ultimate Edge risk-free for 30 days, call now, 1-800-400-5819. That's 1-800-400-5819. 1-800-400-5819.
Will the defendants please rise? And how do you find with respect to the charge of criminal indifference?
We find the defendants guilty.
Order! Order in this court! I will clear this room!
I do not know how or under what circumstances the four of you found each other. But your careless indifference and utter disregard for everything that is good and decent has rocked the very foundation upon which our society is built. I can think of nothing more fitting than for the four of you to spend a year removed from society.
That was the series finale from Seinfeld.
That gets my vote, Dave, by the way. Best series finale ever.
Turk's vote in the best series finale question here on Movie Friday. We've amended Movie Friday to be TV Friday in honor of ER's series finale last night. So we're asking everybody who calls up throughout the morning to give us their favorite TV series finale. I voted Sopranos. Turk votes Seinfeld. Topic of the hour right now is the news out of Washington. Two pieces of news from our senator from Colorado, Michael Bennett. The first piece of news is in the Denver Post this morning. Bennett raises $1.37 million in campaign cash. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett raised $1.37 million in the first 3 months of 2009, a record amount for a Colorado Senate candidate in an off year. At the same time, we have gotten news that Bennett was one of the few Democrats to vote for a Republican proposal yesterday that would require 60 votes instead of the traditional 51. 60 votes to pass any kind of meaningful, serious climate change legislation, the cap and trade legislation that President Obama has endorsed. Bennett voted with Republicans to make it much more difficult to pass climate change legislation. Mark Udall, by the way, should be noted, voted the other way. He voted against this Republican proposal. 303-713-7600 is the number. Before we get back to the phones, let me get a little bit more local news, some more local news rundown. The House and Senate passed the President Obama's budget, if you're just joining us. It was a straight party line vote. So a little bit more bad news. Betsy Markey, according to the Fort Collins, Colorado, and she was one of the few Democrats to vote against President Obama's budget. But the budget did pass. Some more local news here. Actually, I just lost this local news. Well, let's get back to the phones. I'll do some more local news after the break. All right. Let's hit the phones and see what everyone thinks. Corey in Denver. Corey. Corey's gone. Okay. Bill in Douglas County.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm hoping there's more to this story than you know about it and you're letting on, because this just doesn't make sense. First of all, Ritter appointed Bennett, and Bennett's a big green guy. Also, I would think that Bennett, as a newbie, wet behind the ears, would be looking at Mark Udall and other people, and they'd be saying, hey, this is, you know, you got to do this because X, Y, Z. And also, where's Harry Reid? Who's running the show over there? How can the Republicans come in and just basically suspend democracy by saying we're going to require a massive 50% supermajority to get legislation through? What is up with that?
Well, it's a good question, and I'm not, you know, I'm giving you the straight news here. Here's my guess. My guess is this. My guess is that Bennett would say, and we're going to have Turk log another call to their office today. My guess is that this is the old, well, we have to preserve the filibuster for the sake of the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Democrats have said, no, we can pass this through what's called the budget reconciliation process. We can pass this as part of a budget issue because it's going to cost money, and that takes only a regular majority. My guess is that some of the people voting with the Republicans are going to give us we have to preserve the filibuster. Interestingly, now here's what you know is really going on, right? If you read the list of Democrats who supported the Republican proposal, a lot of it comes from coal country.
No doubt.
So we got, I'm just going to read this down. We got Baucus from Montana, Bai from Indiana, Begich from Alaska, Bingaman, Byrd,
yep,
Casey. I mean, Bingaman, New Mexico, Byrd, West Virginia, Casey, Pennsylvania, Conrad, North Dakota, Dorgan, North Dakota, Illinois, Durbin, Illinois, Feingold, Wisconsin. There's actually a sizable number of Democrats who voted for this almost exclusively. I'm actually looking at this almost exclusively from coal country. So this was a coal vote. This was a coal vote.
That's fine, but that's no excuse for Bennett.
I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm just telling you, I'm just reiterating to you that I'm not cooking the story here.
You know, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day when the Republicans ruled the roost, and the Democrats were threatening, I don't even think they ever did it, they were threatening to invoke a filibuster on a couple of issues, and Limbaugh and all these guys are going, they're obstructionists, they're denying the American people their will by the majority of their representatives and blah, blah, blah. Do you remember those?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to be hearing any of that now.
I know.
It's just, I don't know. This is making me sick.
Hey, you got a TV series?
I wish. You know what my favorite? This is Johnny Carson's last show.
That's pretty good. I don't remember it, but that
1992.
Wow, it's a long time ago, isn't it?
Speaking of TV series, you remind me of somebody incredibly. Not your looks, your voice.
Who's that?
You ever watch Northern Exposure?
I've seen episodes, yeah.
Joel Fleischman, the doctor.
Oh. I don't know whether to be... I don't know whether that's a...
he's a little neurotic, but he's a good guy.
Hey, Bill, thanks for the call, man.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's do another quick one before we hit another break. 303-713-7600. We'll go to John in Denver. John.
Yes, how's it going?
All right, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for letting me call in. Anyway, Michael Bennett, now he got in there on a good old boy system. There was a better candidate than Ken Salazar's brother. I didn't agree with anything he did. He didn't do anything for me with DPS. I wasn't impressed with him. And I think this is just the start to see how green he is.
Well, what about the argument? I'm going to play devil's advocate here. What about the argument? Well, listen, they have to preserve the filibuster as best as they can. That's in the national interest. What do you think about that?
No, that's crap, man. That's an scapegoat is what that is.
I agree. And everyone should remember, when that argument comes up, just remember, this idea that the filibuster is enshrined in the Constitution, that is crap. They changed the filibuster in the 70s to make it 60 votes. Before that, the filibuster, you needed, I think, 55 votes or 54 votes. In other words,
right.
it's totally arbitrary. It's a totally arbitrary number.
This is just an scapegoat.
You got a TV series for us?
No.
Season finale? Series finale?
Supernatural is my favorite.
Supernatural is your favorite series finale?
My favorite. Yep.
I don't even know that. I don't know that show.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. Hey, man, thanks.
Hey, have a good day.
You too.
A couple votes come in, Dave, as well, via the phone.
Oh, yeah. People can Twitter us, www.twitter.com/David Sirota. You can email me, ds@davidsirota.com. You can instant message us at AM760. You can email Turk. If you want to send in your your votes, your thought, your votes on the TV series question, and your thoughts on Michael Bennett in this first hour. Again, story of the hour. What we're discussing here is news that Michael Bennett has raised a record amount of money in his bid to be elected for the first time in 2010. That's in the Denver Post today. Simultaneous news is that Bennett was one of a handful of Democrats to support a Republican proposal to require 60 Senate votes to pass any meaningful climate change legislation. So in other words, he has cast a vote to make it very, very difficult, much more difficult to pass climate change legislation. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Kudos to Mark Udall for voting against this proposal. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk, traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic pretty normal for us on a Friday morning, nice and light as we get this weekend started. Southbound 25 starting to fill up in Northland again near downtown after Park Avenue. Still one highway crash westbound 6th Avenue at Indiana out in West Denver. Going to hit the brakes at Sims. Also starting to see some more traffic moving southbound on 2 1/4. First at Colfax again near Yosemite. In the high country, got some wet, slushy, and icy spots between the tunnel and Vail. Chain laws in effect for the big rigs eastbound at Vail Pass and Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, and mild. A high of 60 degrees. That'll change this afternoon with possible thunderstorms. Those will turn to snow after midnight. Winter storm warning goes to effect then until midnight Saturday, up to a foot possible around the metro. Your current downtown temperature, 39 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on am760.net.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want. And if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month. And thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Do you know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing hundreds of thousands of brain cells every day. But now there's a product that can help you replenish those much-needed brain cells, and you can try it for free. Neurostin is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually helps regenerate brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, focus, and concentration in just 30 days. See for yourself. Get a risk-free trial at 1-800-200-5115. All-natural Neurostin contains a high concentration of clinically proven ingredients that boost brain activity. Imagine, one dose a day keeping you sharp as a tack, actually regenerating much-needed brain cells. If you struggle with memory or concentration problems, try Neurostin before you buy it. Call now for your free trial. The number is 1-800-200-5115. That's 1-800-200-5115. 1-800-200-5115.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up to 60 degrees today. We're then going to get hit pretty hard with snow, or at least that's what they're predicting. Topic of the hour. Michael Bennett raises a record amount of campaign cash on the same day that he casts a vote for a Republican proposal that would make it far harder to pass climate change legislation through the United States Senate and through the Congress. Coincidence? It is Movie Friday. We're changing that a little bit to make it TV Friday in honor of ER's series finale last night. So whenever everybody call up, have on your mind your favorite series finale as well. I've nominated Sopranos. That's a controversial pick. Turk has gone with Seinfeld. Let's go back to the phones. 303-713-7600 is the number. Alice in Longmont. Alice.
Hello, David.
Hi
there. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
What would you call him, a senator or congressman, Bennett?
Senator.
Senator. Okay, what I would like to say is I'm glad that he did this. I think this going green is getting completely out of control. And I want to tell you why. These businesses, a lot of people have closed down a lot. OSHA closed down a lot of businesses that this state needed the revenue for silly doings, for silly little minor things. And what they did was the state needs its taxes. And before Reagan's day.
Oh, but wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
The cap and trade system would raise, many people think it will raise money, it'll raise tax revenue, and this is a system that, at least conceptually, some energy companies have said they support. I mean, this is not a carbon tax. I personally support a carbon tax. I'll go out there right there and say that. But we're not even talking about a carbon tax. This is a cap and trade system that some coal companies, some energy companies, have said at least conceptually they support. So I guess what I'm saying is this is not even a radical proposal. And the fact that they've made it – and here, let me ask you this, Alice. I mean, let's get out of the issue for a second. I'm somebody who believes in democracy. I'm somebody who believes that if the majority of the Senate wants something, then it should be passed. That if the majority of the Congress wants something and they're willing to vote for it, it should pass. Instead, I'm not somebody who supports setting up artificially high legislative barriers, saying we need 60 votes to pass something. We don't just need a majority of votes. I mean, don't you feel that way?
Yes, I do, because 9 chances out of 10, David, they're right. You know, because when they go to put in some of these laws, If the majority goes with this, 9 chances out of 10, they're right. But what I was saying is I'm glad that he's there, because I think that some of this going green, in a way, has gotten out of control. And it's gotten to be, every time they do something like this, that goes beyond the wall barriers of common sense.
Well, I gotta tell you something, you and I are gonna have to respectfully disagree, because I think that the problem in our country is not that we've gone too green.
I think the problem in our country is that we haven't gone green enough. We haven't really done much of anything. I mean, I'll give you this, Alice. I'll give you this. There's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of hot air about, quote-unquote, going green. So I'm with you on the sort of the idea that it gets tiresome to hear everybody talk about this so much. But I think what gets particularly tiresome, I think the reason it's tiresome is because it's a lot of talk and it hasn't been a lot of action. Thanks for your call. Go back to the phones, 303-713-7600, the open question. What's your take? How do you feel about two pieces of news? First piece of news, Michael Bennett, our appointed senator, has raised a huge amount, a record amount of campaign cash in the first 3 months that he's been in office. Second piece of news, on the same day that that piece of news came out, we've learned that Bennett was among a handful of Democrats who voted for a Republican proposal in the Senate to make it very difficult to pass any kind of serious climate change legislation, a Republican proposal to require 60 Senate votes instead of the usual majority, 51, to pass climate change legislation. That was brought to the floor by the Republicans. Mark Udall voted against it. Senator Michael Bennett was one of a handful of Democrats who voted for it and therefore passed it. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Joanna in Denver, what do you think?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Joanna. Is that who you called?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Hi, good morning. Boy, am I upset. And it goes back to Ritter, because here we go again, is they had to put it, man, and I'm sorry, I've had it. We keep going back to this all the time. He had so many choices to pick a person of color, a woman, whatever. And he went back to another white man, and I believe that's why he's raising so much money.
Well, I don't know if it has to do with him being a white person or a man.
Underneath it all, it does.
Well, I guess let me I'll add my own amendment to your statement, at least for my opinion, which is that in this particular case, it's not this vote has, I don't think, has anything to do with him being white or a man, but I do think that when you put somebody in to a position like this who comes out of a life of ultra privilege, somebody who's never represented our state in any elected office, you're going to get somebody who potentially votes in a way that's totally out of step with what the state wants.
But that's why I said it goes back to Ritter, because it started with who he chose to begin with.
Hey, you got no argument from me on that. All right, Joanna, give me your
MASH.
Your favorite MASH. MASH is your favorite series finale.
Yeah, I'm older than y'all.
MASH is known, by the way, MASH is known as one of the greatest series finales ever. In fact, I'm reading here from the MSN Entertainment website, and they list a couple of the great their rankings for the greatest series finales, and MASH is on here.
Yeah.
Although interestingly, and this is actually funny, they actually rank it as the worst.
The worst?
I'm not kidding. This is real. Listen to this. Ready? I'm going to read this. We know. There are a lot of you out there who think that the 2.5 hour finale is pure genius, the MASH finale, but we think after 10.5 increasingly sentimental seasons, the still top-rated show had lost the plot, literally. In the syrupy, self-righteous swan song, earnest everyman surgeon Hawkeye Pierce, Alan Alda, suffers a nervous breakdown after witnessing a mother smother her baby on a bus. He recovers and returns to the 4077th in a time for the war to end. Tears, manly hugs, and more tears build up to the big, heart-tugging conclusion as Hawkeye's helicopter takes off. He sees that best bud BJ, Mike Farrell, has spelled out goodbye in stones on the ground. Someone give us a schmaltzectomy stat. Still, now this is incredible. This is unbelievable. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. Listen to this. Still, 106 million people tuned in for the pop culture event. It's still the all-time ratings champ, many of whom we expect will write in to tell us just how wrong we are in our analysis of MASH.
Yes.
I don't necessarily subscribe to that. You will be one of them. 106 million people.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But can you clarify one little thing for me?
Sure.
Okay, with Ritter, isn't it true when he was DA, he never really prosecuted any of those cop shootings, prosecuted any of the cops in those cop shootings?
I don't know. And it's probably because I wasn't here in town, so yeah, I'll plead ignorance. I'm always happy to plead ignorance. I'm not trying to pretend like I know everything. Hey, Joanna, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, we'll squeeze in one more before another break. Let's go to Sean and Greeley. Sean.
David.
Hey
I've
there.
I've enjoyed you taking care of space for Jay.
Thanks.
Miss Jay, but I've enjoyed you about Michael Bennett. I'm a teacher, and I didn't like him particularly then as DPS superintendent. And his vote here on the climate change, the filibuster's too easy anyway. Make him go back to the old rules where they had to stand and feet on their leg.
That's right. You mean the current way you can filibuster is you don't even have to stand up there and read the phone
exactly.
book. Yeah, that's right.
So on that end, it's too easy to filibuster. Democrats didn't make use of it enough during the Bush years. But the whole, I mean, I am not a Bennett fan. I don't know who's giving him money, but obviously I'm looking forward to a primary. And, you know, I've been reading your hostile takeover and about unions especially, and here's a guy who's not friendly to unions. Believe me, I know.
Well, he hasn't taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act, so that's the biggest signal that he's not necessarily friendly to unions.
And as you know, as a member of the teacher union, I get real frustrated and I even hostile because I continually hear, you know, the teacher union exists to stifle reform and keep bad teachers in their jobs.
I'll be honest with you, okay? I don't think unions are above criticism, just like I don't think anything is. Corporations aren't, but what goes on in this country with unions is it's not just the normal criticism for institutions, all of which are imperfect. It's basically persecution. All right, listen, Sean, I got to take a break.
Absolutely.
You got a series finale.
Well, I was going to say mass, but I go for 6 feet under. And the MSN's all wrong.
I heard 6 feet under. I got to tell you, I heard that my wife Emily, she says that the 6 feet under finale is the greatest one that she has ever seen. I've heard that, and I think, by the way, I think we're going to hear the same thing from Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. Her and I text messaged yesterday about the show, and I think she's going to nominate 16 under. Hey,
if you haven't seen it, go see it. David, thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, 6:52, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The open question is about Michael Bennett. He raised a record amount of money, according to federal filings that came out yesterday. And yesterday he also voted for a Republican proposal. It was one of the handful of Democrats to vote for a Republican proposal to make it far more difficult to pass climate change legislation. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. And it is Movie Friday. We've amended that, though, in honor of the ER series finale. It's going to be TV series Friday. When you call up, give us your favorite TV series finale. John Turk has nominated Seinfeld. I've gone with Sopranos. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Crews having trouble cleaning up this crash. Westbound 6th Avenue around Indiana. Good thing is backups aren't that long and not that heavy and slow. Going to hit the brakes around Sims Street. Eastbound side, going to bunch up there on Federal on the approach to 25. Our heavier jams are on I-25 this morning in Northland and again downtown. But things looking pretty good for us as we're pretty much underway in our morning commute here on a Friday. Things nice and light. In the high country, though, you might run into some pretty sloppy conditions between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail. Chain laws in effect for commercial vehicles eastbound at Vail Pass and eastbound over the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, partly sunny, small chance of gusty thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. After midnight, a winter storm warning goes into effect through Saturday evening. 6 to 12 inches of the white stuff possible in the metro. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, or buying your next vehicle, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. They have money.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale. With doorbusters Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And boys and girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupons. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton.
Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 4th.
Now at the Home Depot, get a guaranteed low price on the flowers, shrubs, and trees that bring spring to life in your yard. You can transform your landscape with vibrant nursery quality plants locally selected to thrive in your area and still have money left over for, say, a nice lawn chair to rest from your work and admire all you did with a guaranteed low price on flowers, shrubs, and trees. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details.
640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723. What if I were to say April is not Century 21 Open House Month? That's an April Fool's joke. April is obviously Century 21 Open House Month once again. Go to Century21.com or your local Century 21 office for open house listings. Century 21 Real Estate LLC. Each office independently owned and operated.
Were foreign governments involved in the attacks of September 11th? Announcing the premiere of Core of Corruption this Sunday, April 5th at 44th and Tennyson at the Oriental Theater at 7 o'clock. One night only, tickets on sale at the box office or at theorientaltheater.com. See who was in the shadows of September 11th.
.656 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to hit one more call before we get to the top of the news. And if you're holding, hang on. We'll get your calls after the top of the national news. Let's go to Phil in Fort Collins. Phil.
How are you doing, David?
Okay.
Yeah, I think Mr. Bennett might be doing some of this stuff to raise a lot of money for already figuring he's going to have a challenge.
Well, you're the person, you've mentioned the elephant in the room, if you will, right? I mean, that's the issue. I mean, he's definitely, there's two competing vectors here, right? He raised a lot of money to scare off a primary challenge. That's what he's trying to do. But then he casts a vote that I think could be very, very valuable to a primary challenger to hammer him in a Democratic primary. So there's two competing things going on here, right? The monies might scare off a primary challenger, but a primary challenger might say, hey, wait a minute, Bennett just cast a really bad vote on an issue that's really important to the Democratic electorate. This could help me run against him.
Yeah.
So there's two competing things. Now, I actually think there might even be a connection between the money and maybe not this exact vote, but this kind of vote, right? This vote is a vote that helps energy companies, and energy companies tend to have a lot of money.
Yep.
So you got a series finale for us?
I got a couple quick ones for you. I like the Northern Exposure simply because it was very sentimental and very moving. The other one that I think from a comedic standpoint was the second Bob Newhart show.
That is one of the famous ones. That is one of the famous ones.
And one thing I wanted to tell you real quick that you'll get a kick out of is the guy that created The Sopranos.
Yeah, David Chase.
Yeah, he's a famous, very successful writer-producer going all the way back to The Rockford Files. He was involved with Northern Exposure for 3 years.
Is that right?
He took a number of the people, directors and producers with him, over to The Sopranos.
I did not know that. Thanks for letting us know, man. Hey, stay warm up there, okay?
Anyway, take care.
You too. All right, back after the top of the news.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani.
I need that job. Now I really need it.
The government says a lot more Americans are finding themselves in the same boat with unemployed salesman Oleg Chekhovsky. A report from the Labor Department a short time ago showed a loss of 663,000 jobs in March. The unemployment rate hit 8.5%, a new 26-year high. Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi economist Ellen Zentner says the worst is still to come.
We think before all is said and done, we're probably going to get to a double-digit unemployment rate.
I'm Steve Kathan. The jobless and those with jobs are sharing information on the microblog site Twitter in a group called Job Angels. Jobs website worker Jason Blaze found out about it early, mentoring one person.
Since then, I've actually had five or six people asking me for help finding work, basically to be their job angel.
Mary White Cornell, out of work for 7 months, found a mentor to work on her resume.
He helped me revamp that. He also helped me with cover letters for quite a few companies.
And now she's lined up a key job interview for next week. Frank?
Well, the stock market isn't showing much of a reaction to the employment report. S&P futures are down about 3.5 points just ahead of the bell. Thundering cheers greeted President Obama at a stop in Strasbourg, France, ahead of a NATO summit on Afghanistan.
The president now is using a town hall meeting with hundreds of French people to outline what amounts to an Obama doctrine for U.S.-European relations. It centers on new cooperation on defense, economic, and environmental issues.
This is our time, and I am confident that we can meet any challenge as long as we are together.
But Mr. Obama says the U.S. has at times shown arrogance, and he also pointed to sometimes casual anti-American sentiments here in Europe. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Strasbourg, France.
A Denver jury has ruled that University of Colorado Professor Ward Churchill was wrongly fired for comparing some 9/11 victims to Nazi henchman Adolf Eichmann. Churchill wants his job back.
Since it's been found by a jury that I was wrongly fired, reinstatement follows rather naturally, wouldn't you say?
That's going to be up to a judge. Towns across the Deep South are reeling from another barrage of storms that flooded roads and homes and brought down trees and power lines. A suspected tornado damaged 30 trailer homes in Lacey Springs, Alabama.
The winds just picked up so violently, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
Down power lines sparked a wildfire that destroyed more than 30 homes near Lake Corpus Christi, Texas. Ted Stevens lost his Senate seat after he was convicted on corruption charges. Now that the government admits the case was tainted and should be thrown out, Alaska Republicans are calling for a new election. In Washington State, four people assigned to carry out lethal injection executions have quit, afraid their names would come out as part of a lawsuit challenging lethal injections. Officials at Virginia's Radford University have lifted a lockdown of the campus that was imposed after a man was shot and killed nearby. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department, so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set, so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
I love you!
Who are all these people, Lisa? And how do they know who you are?
Oh, I used all the money I saved on my motorcycle insurance to buy my own fame. Isn't it great? These people love me.
Why do they want to take my picture?
Oh, I told them you stole my boyfriend and took him to a movie premiere. Sorry.
Saving you money on your motorcycle insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Call today or visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO Motorcycle. Let's ride.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The Broncos franchise quarterback is gone. Jay Cutler to Chicago for quarterback Kyle Orton and high draft picks. It surprised some, including John Elway.
Well, I always thought that they were going to be able to repair it, to be dead honest with you. I thought that they would be able to figure out a way and come together, because it's a great situation for Jay to be in, and with Josh's background and on the offensive side of the football, and plus the weapons that he had around him, was a perfect situation for him. So I am a little bit surprised that it didn't get repaired.
Along with Orton, the Broncos get first-round draft picks this year and next from the Bears, and a third-rounder next year. Former CU professor Ward Churchill has been vindicated. A jury ruled Churchill was wrongly fired and that his political views had been a substantial or motivating factor in his dismissal. Churchill attorney David Lane.
He can go back to teaching at the University of Colorado if Judge Naves decides that that's what justice requires.
CU spokesman Ken McConnellog.
All of this doesn't change the fact that more than 20 of his faculty peers unanimously found that he engaged in serious, deliberate, repeated academic misconduct.
McConnellog says administrators will oppose Churchill's request for reinstatement. The jury awarded Churchill $1 in monetary damages. And what's the most photo-friendly city in the country? It's the Mile High City. Popular Photography magazine has tagged Denver with the honor for what it calls Denver's smooth braiding of mountain trails, historic architecture, and nightlife, engendering a visual confidence and boldness. Other factors in Denver's favor, sunny hours and the number of days of rain that we have. Sports, Nuggets over the Utah Jazz last night, 114-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a quiet ride as you're out and about right now. Volume building for southbounders on I-25 coming out of Thornton and Northland. Speeds are going to drop into the 30s and 40s as you're making your way on the approach to 84th. Southbound 225 also getting busy after Parker Road up to I-25. Speeds are similar through that stretch. 76 also a little bit busy after 74th towards 270. In the high country, chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have the best lawn in your neighborhood this spring. Use Colorado-made, organic-based Rich Lawn Turf Food. Rich Lawn Turf Food will keep your lawn healthy and improve your soil. When was the last time your fertilizer did that? Visit richlawn.com for a dealer near you. Go green, go Rich Lawn.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department, so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch, or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay is on the mend. Emailed and texted with him last night. Going to go over, try to see him at his house today. Jay, if you're listening, we're all pulling for you, buddy. On the line now, we've got Congressman Ed Perlmutter.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. All right. So the topic of the morning has been a couple of these votes in Congress. Let's first talk about the budget vote.
Mm-hmm.
You voted for President Obama's budget, or well, really the Democratic budget in the
right.
in the Congress. So tell us about why you voted for it in the context of, you know, there's the Republican criticism that their budget was better. And there's some criticism, at least of the budget, from Betsy Markey, the Fort Collins Coloradan, says that she voted against this budget, was one of 20 Democrats who voted against this budget out of concerns that it expands the deficit. So what's your response to that?
Well,
Well, let me start with why I voted for it. If I voted for it because it really takes us into this century. We've been hanging back in the 1990s and 1980s, and we've had tremendous health care costs. We need to move to a new energy economy, and our education system needs to continue to move forward so that we stay the best in the world. On top of that, there is an outstanding piece within the budget for veterans that I am so proud of, that the President and this Congress have supported our veterans unlike any other Congress or President since the VA, the Veterans Administration, was created 70-plus years ago. So just those four reasons alone really move us forward, which is where we've got to go. It also inherits $1.3 trillion of debt from the prior administration, as opposed to when Clinton turned it over to Bush and we had a big budget surplus. We had a big budget deficit going from Bush to Obama. So you start off kind of in the negative, but the purpose of this budget is one to really, you know, bring us into the future, make the changes that are so important so that we're competitive in the future and that our kids and grandkids have, you know, good lives, good education system, good healthcare system.
And I want to be clear, I'm thrilled that you voted for this budget. I'm totally behind, and we've been spending the last couple of weeks talking about how important it is.
So I may sound like I'm trying to convince you, but I mean, there really are great reasons for this budget. But then, you know, I understand Betsy's hesitation on this because the numbers are gigantic. And, but from my point of view, unless we really move forward and in effect create a new economy, we're going to have budget deficits forever because we're going to have revenue shortfalls. We have baby boomers, you know, starting to take advantage of Social Security and Medicare. I mean, we have some structural things that unless we grow this economy again, we've got trouble. The Republicans, their budget was just the same old stuff. I mean, it was tax cuts for the wealthiest. You know, it was really shrinking education. It was not moving forward on energy. So
it's all the stuff that got us into the ditch.
And they didn't do anything for veterans. I mean, they didn't have the same kind of boost for veterans. So it was the same old stuff.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that got us into the ditch. We're talking to Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Aurora.
Aurora Wheat Ridge, Golden, Brighton, and Commerce City.
There you go. I mean, in many ways, I think that the deficit argument, I mean, it seems to me that the budget is doing what we want. In many ways, what we want investors to do, right? We need President Obama is talking about how we need the private investors in the financial crisis to invest more. And what we're doing is, I think it sounds like as a government, we're saying, look, deficits are an issue, but if we don't invest now, if we don't make down payments now, like a business invests in its own business, then we're going to face even bigger problems down the road.
That is it. And you summarized it perfectly. And based on this budget, the investments we make, we cut the deficit in half by the end of this first 4 years, the first part of the budget as the president has proposed it. So it is designed, you know, we obviously have a big hole right now that the president has inherited, and we're digging our way. You know, we're climbing our way out of this hole. The deficit will be half of what it is 4 to 5 years from now. So, and we will have developed a new economy, weaned ourselves off of foreign oil, or at least start down that path. And, you know, there's a lot of positive things. And for me, I believe in America. I believe in Americans, and that's the investment that we're making. The numbers are big, and the question that a Betsy Markey or any other member of Congress had to confront was, okay, you know, can we pay this back? Are we getting ahead of ourselves? And my decision, I came down on no. She came down, you know, there are other ways to do this, and so I can't really quarrel with her that much. I wish she would have, you know, been with me, but I understand where she's going.
No, she definitely comes to it from a principled. I mean, this is the, you know, she comes to it from a principled place. It's not like the Republicans, right? It's not like the Republicans who are saying, let's just keep doing what we've been doing. So she's
right.
Definitely, it was a principled disagreement. All right. So on another issue, I'm reading from a press release from your office. And again, we're talking to Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the 7th District here in Colorado, about a decision by the Fair Accounting Standards Board to basically, as I understand it, to allow financial institutions to value the assets they hold in a way that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because this is complex stuff, but in a way that assumes what the value of their assets are without actually having the market prove that value. In other words, and I'll explain this to listeners. A lot of the financial institutions hold mortgages, hold assets that they haven't tried to sell or that they can't sell right now. And so the question has been, well, if you have an asset that you can't sell right now, do you have to value it at zero on your books? Or can you make an estimate of how much you think it's worth? A lot of folks, some folks on this issue say, well, they should have to value it at a low level if they can't sell it right now. And part of the problem has been that these institutions have cooked their books. A lot of these financial institutions say, no, these are not worth as low as the market is. Now the market's temporarily depressed, and these assets are worth more, and we need to be able to show that they're worth more on our books in order to make our books look better, to lend more. And so you're praising a decision by the Fair Accounting Standards Board that would let these financial institutions, give them more leniency in how they value these assets. So explain to us why you're for that and address the worry that some people hear this and they think, Enron cooking the books, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, let's start with, in 1936 or 1935, Franklin Roosevelt got rid of this thing called mark-to-market as it applied to the banking system, because the banks hold assets long term. They hold mortgages long term, and they get a cash flow from the payments that people make on their mortgages. What's happened in 2 years ago, the summer of 07, under the Bush SEC, mark to market was put back into place after 70 plus years of it not being in place. It was put into place. And what happened is then we went into.
Hold on, let me stop you just so everyone understands. So that means. So when they put it back in place, what changed? What did the bank have to do?
What it does is you no longer consider the cash flow from these mortgages. You just had to say, okay, is there a market? Somebody going to buy all of this big portfolio of mortgages? And at this point in our economy, nobody has any money to buy a big portfolio of mortgages. And so the accountants were saying there's no market. You can't sell it. It's got to be worth nothing, which then as a consequence, either the bank has to go get more investors to fill that hole in their capital, or they got to start calling in loans.
So mark-to-market basically says, look, you have to assume the worst. You have to assume if tomorrow you had to sell everything, here's what it would be worth.
Exactly. But at the same time, there is cash coming off of these things.
Right.
So the banks are getting a lot of cash. If you were in the old way is you'd look at the cost of an asset. You'd look at, is there a market for the asset? But you'd create – the third way was, is there a value based on a discounted cash flow? What would I pay somebody to have an income of $1,000 a month for the next 10 years? What would that be worth to me? And so that one has been ignored. FASB is putting that back in based on a bill that Frank Lucas, a Republican from Oklahoma, and I have been carrying. The problem has been we've been putting a lot of money into the banks, telling them to lend it, but this accounting standard that came into being again after being out of existence for years was just collapsing capital left and right so that small businesses and homeowners couldn't get loans.
Okay, so here's the question. Who is – at least in what the government just did and then in what you actually ultimately want to happen, who is deciding what the value is? And I ask that question because I bet you there's concern out there that people say, well, I don't want a fox in the hen house situation where the bank itself gets to decide what the value is on its books.
No, it is not the bank. It will be the accountants will give you now three values instead of just the one. There is no market. There's an illiquid market. Okay? They will give three values. The regulators, then being the bank examiners and others, will get to have discretion now to choose that discounted cash flow again. So it isn't the bank.
So the regulators will basically look at what the bank's accountants have put down as the value of these assets?
Well, they'll look at the three different values.
Right.
So the regulators are going to have to exercise some discretion here. But instead of just defaulting to there's no market, therefore these big portfolios that are paying a lot of money, even though there's some defaulted mortgages
right.
in it, there's thousands that are paying, the regulators get to say, no, there's good cash here. This bank doesn't have to call in all sorts of loans from its small business.
Right. I mean, and I guess the goal is that you don't want to allow the current and hopefully potentially temporary, momentary situation in the economy to create a double whammy. I totally see exactly.
David, that's exactly what it is. Now, investors who want to invest and maybe buy shares in a bank and want to know what is that bank worth right now,
right.
they'll still have that information.
Okay.
Okay, so the SEC in my bill and Frank Lucas's bill had a different kind of aspect to it. The SEC was looking out only for investors, okay? The bank regulators, who were kind of shut out of how the accounting went here, look out for depositors and taxpayers. And so the bill that I proposed on this mark-to-market creates a broader board looking at these accounting standards that includes the Secretary of Treasury, the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, SEC, the head of the accounting standards, and the head of the FDIC. So they're looking at the whole field instead of just the investor interest.
We're talking to Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the 7th District of Colorado. Obviously, you're right in the middle of like the biggest stuff there. And what are you in your third term?
No,
second term.
2 years. And
second
two
term. You're right in the
job.
You're right in the middle of everything in your second term. It's great. All right. So listen, before we let you go, what is this? Because this is the it's always Movie Friday here, and we've amended it to be TV Friday because in honor of the ER's series finale. Now I'm putting you on the spot. What's your favorite TV series finale?
Well, the one that I remember most clearly, and this will show my age a little bit, was the Dynasty show of Who Shot J.R.?
Dallas. Now that's I gotta point out to listeners is that was not the series finale, but that is a very, very famous one.
All right. Well, then see I'm working on mark to market and I'm worried about jobs and so I need to get back to watching TV.
Seriously, you got to get back into the pop culture. Ed Perlmutter, congressman from the 7th District of Colorado. Hey, thanks for taking the time this morning.
All right, and please, I'm going to try to reach Jay, but give him my best when you talk to him.
Absolutely, will do. I'm seeing him today.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
That was Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the 7th District of Colorado filling us in on his budget vote, giving us the back and forth between him and the Republicans. He's also talking about he's at the center of this effort to change some of the regulations in the banking industry. Only in his second term. I worked on Capitol Hill for 5 years, and second term members of Congress usually are not that deeply involved in stuff like this, but he is right there in the mix, and that's a credit to him for elbowing his way into the mix. All right, 7:22, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We're going to get back to your calls after the break, and I will do a rundown of the big local and national stories that you might not have heard of just yet. First, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Pretty light and quiet out there for us still. This morning's commute, nice going. Southbound 225, though, a little full there from Parker Road down to 25. Same deal on I-25. Speeds in the 30s up in North Glen as you leave at 104th, and that's going to take you past 84th Avenue. Also busy downtown from 70 past 20th. Starting to see some more traffic on the turnpike heading in and out of Boulder. If you're on the eastbound side, you're going to hit the brakes at Broadway. Westbound, a little sluggish there around McCaslin, but like I said, pretty nice commute going on. No crashes out there on our radar. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, and mild. A high of 60 degrees. That'll change this afternoon. Possible thunderstorms will turn to snow after midnight. Winter storm warning from midnight tonight to midnight Saturday.
Now at the Home Depot, get a guaranteed low price on the flowers, shrubs, and trees that bring spring to life in your yard. You can transform your landscape with vibrant nursery quality plants locally selected to thrive in your area and still have money left over for, say, a nice lawn chair to rest from your work and admire all you did with a guaranteed low price on flowers, shrubs, and trees. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details.
you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and yes, we can. And at Rockies, they say the same thing. Yes, we can, and they will. Now, there's this terrible rumor going around that there's no credit to be had out there, that banks aren't loaning money. And you know something? That's not true. Rockies Autos has got rock solid financial institutions that are willing to give you a car loan. Rockies Autos, where you can get just about anything you want. Four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. They have got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vehicles in stock, and you'll find the clean, late model, previously owned car, truck, van, or SUV that you're looking for. Plus, on top of that, they'll show you the book value of any vehicle you look at, and they've got their matching down incentive. Plus, they want to see your trade as well. And at Rockies Autos, great folks out there to help you, too. People like Spanky Herrera and Isaac Harris and Uncle Fester and the whole gang. Check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Family owned and operated since 1982. Check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
What if I were to say April is not Century 21 Open House Month? That's an April Fool's joke. April is obviously Century 21 Open House Month once again. Go to Century21.com or your local Century 21 office for open house listings. Century 21 Real Estate LLC. Each office independently owned and operated.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoon. At 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
/726, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. AM 760, progressive talk, 36 degrees. In Denver, going up to 57 degrees. After our next break, we're going to be talking to Amy Goodman. Many of you know her. She is the fantastic radio and television host. The paperback version of her terrific book, Standing Up to the Madness, is out, and we're going to be talking to her about that. So that's in just a couple minutes. So stick around, sit tight, take one call before we get on to that. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug.
My Sirota.
Hey, ma'am.
I think Betsy's in a real pickle up there in Publand. Somewhere along the line, don't you think she's been strong-armed?
No. Look, here's the thing. On a budget bill like this, there's no money behind the opposition, right?
Okay.
On financial regulations, right? Wall Street firms don't want financial regulation. On healthcare reform, the healthcare companies will spend a lot of money to block healthcare reform. On a budget to spend a lot of money, there's not a lot of what I might call organized corporate opposition.
Just strong arming in a sense, though.
Here's what I think. I think that it is that she doesn't want to be able to be attacked by a Republican challenger.
And that's what I was, I guess that's probably what I should have prefaced to begin with, was that would probably be her demise on the next election.
Here's the thing. Where I would take issue with that is that I don't buy it. Meaning, I don't buy the political calculus. I don't buy that voting for President Obama's budget would hurt her chances for re-election. Now, she's got her own ideas and her own beliefs on that. And she said, obviously she hasn't come out and said, well, I voted for this because I don't want to lose re-election. She said she's worried about deficits. And I think substantively, I think that's the wrong call as well, because I think that right now we need to be worried about getting a lot of money into the system, we don't need to be worried about as much about the deficit. And I want to be clear. It's not that I'm not worried about deficits. If we know the history of times like this, and I always go back to this. In the pre-World War II Great Depression, the economy grew at a robust rate every single year of the New Deal, when the New Deal was deficit spending, except for the 1937-38, a period between 37 and 38, a year between 37 and 38, the economy contracted. It was a mini recession within the Depression, and that's because that was the year that FDR accepted Republican demands to try to balance the budget, and that the economy contracted. So I think right now deficits are certainly a concern, but if we start trying to balance the budget right now, we're gonna make this economy far worse. So look, I think Markey is coming at this from a principled position. She's saying she doesn't like deficits.
Right.
But I just think, you know, I respectfully disagree. And Perlmutter, Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the 7th District, he just told us, you know, he disagreed. He thinks that it's more important right now to make that down payment. And remember, here's the key thing, though. It's very different from Republicans, right? I mean, the Republicans, they're proposing a budget that would simply extend all of the Bush policies. So they're not interested in anything, really.
Right.
any kind of principled argument. All right, Doug, listen, I got to take a break. What's your favorite TV series finale?
The series ending on MASH.
Two votes for MASH. All right. Well, MASH, you know, it's the highest rated television show finale ever. 106 million people tuned in.
Yep. And anyhow, I'll let you go. You've been doing a hell of a good job while Jay's out. If he comes back Monday, I want to hear you on a show one day.
Hey, thanks, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. All right. 7:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I'm being told in my ear by Turk that Amy Goodman has had to reschedule for...
We're just bumping her back just a little bit, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
In the 8 a.m. hour. So we'll get her in the 8 a.m. hour.
8:15 is what they're telling me now.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, it's not your fault.
It's live radio, man. That's what happens sometimes.
That's right. Well, at least she didn't cancel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so after the break...
Nobody cancels on us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. After the break, we'll take more of your calls. That's right. I'll do a local and national news breakdown on the stories, the big stories that you may not have heard about. So stick around. Fill you in. 303-713-7600. We'll get back to talking potentially about Michael Bennett, the two pieces of news about him. One, if you haven't heard, I think is going to blow your mind. Not in a good way. All right, let's get traffic with John Turk.
And just for your information, Dave, we had somebody call in and vote for Star Trek The Next Generation series finale.
I got an email on Star Trek The Next Generation finale. Yes, I did, and that reminds me.
That was
today
great.
Is Movie Friday. We've amended that to be TV Friday because in honor of ER's... season or series finale last night.
So which I watched, Dave, and it seemed just like another episode. One of the bunkest series finales I've ever
really,
seen.
Really? It just sort of just died.
It looked like just how it began.
It just faded away.
It looks like they'll be back next season.
Is it better to burn out or fade away? It faded away.
It faded away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like how it began.
Well, I my vote...
With a little mini reunion in it.
Turk has voted for Seinfeld as the best series finale. I voted for The Sopranos. So when you call us up, have on your mind what your favorite series finale is in honor of the ER. Can you believe MASH had 106 million viewers? The MASH finale. It's still the highest all-time rated show ever.
Did you ever watch the show Son of a Beach?
Never.
The Howard Stern one?
Never.
You never watched that?
No.
Oh, man.
Stern was on a show?
No, he produced it.
Oh.
Son of a Beach.
Interesting.
And it was great, Dave. You got to check that one out.
All right, give us traffic.
All right, traffic is still pretty light and quiet for us. No highway accidents to get in your way. Seeing some heavier loads on the turnpike right now. Westbound side at Sheridan out to Church Ranch. And for eastbounders from Broadway to 25, speed still in the 40s there, but you will tap the brakes. Our heaviest jams right now in Aurora, southbound 225, Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. Northbound side, maybe a little sluggish there from the spillway up to Mississippi. Also looking at some slower speeds on southbound I-25. 25 up in North Glen and again downtown. In the high country, chain laws in effect eastbound at Vail and at the Eisenhower Tunnel. So I-70 also wet, slushy, and icy in spots between around the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way into Eagle County. Your forecast? Partly sunny, small chance of gusty thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. After midnight, we have a winter storm warning going into effect through Saturday at midnight. 6 to 12 inches possible around the metro. Right now, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, or buying your next vehicle, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. They have money.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale with Doorbuster Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And Boys and Girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupons. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 4th.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Invest our own money. Apartment, office, and retail tenants could also benefit by receiving a 25 to 50% monthly savings in rent. The Mortgage Holiday is the ultimate trickle-up stimulus plan that will empower all of Main Street. So call your representatives and the White House and tell them to support the Mortgage Holiday that's supported by the majority of Americans. For details, visit SaveOurEconomy.com, paid for by Mark Hemstreet.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department, so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Focus on the good times.
Don't be shocked.
Isn't that what you said one time? Try and remember the times that were good.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, it's true, I guess.
That is the Sopranos series finale. I voted for that as the best series finale ever. We're asking for you to give us your series finale nominations for best series finale in light of ER's series finale last night. Usually if this is Movie Friday, it's TV Friday. We're amending it a little bit today because of the ER series finale yesterday. As promised, I'm going to update you a little bit here on some major national and local stories that might be flying under the radar. Budget approved with no Republican votes. The House and Senate approved budgets for about $3.5 trillion for the government on Thursday with no Republican support. That's in the New York Times today. Betsy Markey, the Fort Collins, Colorado, is reporting that she was one of a handful of Democrats to vote against that budget, citing the deficit. We talked to Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the 7th District, who voted for it and said that now is the time to worry less about deficits and more about getting the country moving again, more about making investments. So there's a little bit of a, that's an sort of an ideological principle debate there. Saw this story. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac quietly lift moratorium on foreclosures. This is not good news. A ban on foreclosure sales and evictions from houses owned by mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which began as a high-profile effort just before the holidays to keep people in their homes as the government tried to come up with homeowner rescue plans, is over, according to the Colorado Independent. Spokesman for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac confirmed the ban ended March 31st. In a response to an inquiry from the Washington Independent, the Colorado Independent's sister publication, exclusive in the Politico, labor organizations plan to use the upcoming two-week congressional recess that begins this weekend to try to build momentum for the Employee Free Choice Act. Next week, if I'm still guest hosting, we're going to talk to some organized labor officials about their renewed push. I guarantee you it's going to be coming here to Colorado. Hill newspaper, some Obama promises get punted. President Obama has let a handful of campaign promises slide in his first 10 weeks in office. Examples, the top examples, some have been more obvious than others, says the Hill. After vowing to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Act, for example, Obama in February reassured Canadian leaders that such a move was not high on his priority list. That's, I think, the biggest disappointment, at least for me. Washington Post investigative piece here on Tim Geithner, a very long A1 piece, looking into Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's time at the New York Federal Reserve just before he became Treasury Secretary. Although Geithner repeatedly raised concerns about the failure of banks to understand their risks, he and the Federal Reserve System did not act with enough force to blunt the troubles that ensued. That was largely because he and other regulators relied too much on assurances from senior banking executives that their firms were safe and sound, according to interviews and a review of documents by the Washington Post and the nonprofit journalism organization ProPublica. In local news, and there is a lot of local news out there, in local news, the Denver Post reports that the potential tuition hike at Adams State College, which could face a tuition increase of 32.4%, was among merely one of several worst-case scenarios envisioned by the state legislature's Joint Budget Committee when looking at the proposed $300 million cut to colleges and universities in Colorado. The Post has another story following up on this, saying that if Colorado sheds this $300 million from its higher education budget, the state could forego up to an additional $105 million in federal stimulus money because the stimulus money is in part contingent on maintaining higher education funding in the state. Some other local news. Gusher of drilling permit applications filed in Colorado on the eve of new rules. A Denver Business Journal story says Colorado's oil and gas industry filed a record-setting 1,150 applications for drilling permits with state regulators this March, but didn't file a single application during the first 2 days of April, the day after the state's new drilling regulations take effect. So you have the oil and gas companies rushing to get in under the old rules. This is an interesting story. USA Today, but it has a local angle. Cigarette tax lights up quit smoking hotlines. The huge jump in federal cigarette taxes that we debated this yesterday, the huge jump in federal cigarette taxes that take effect this week has spurred smokers to flood the stop smoking hotlines in many states. National Jewish Health says the number of calls to its hotline in six states, Colorado included, has been building for a month, and Monday was three times the norm. That's good news. I mean, if the tax encourages people not to smoke or look at quitting smoking, I think that's a good thing. And then the topic of the morning that we've been discussing is the news that Senator Michael Bennett, the appointed senator, has raised a record amount of campaign cash in the first 3 months of this year, $1.37 million. And that news came out the same day that Bennett was among a handful of Democratic senators to vote for a Republican proposal to require 60 Senate votes to pass any serious climate change legislation. So in other words, Bennett has cast a vote with the Republicans to pass a bill making it very, very difficult to pass serious climate change legislation. Again, this is on the same day that he has announced he's raised a record amount of money. We don't know exactly where the money is coming from. And the open question has been, what do you think about this news about Senator Bennett? 303-713-7600. Give us a call. We got one line open. Again, 303-713-7600. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to Amy Goodman, the radio and television host, about her new book. We'll also be talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. All right, Ron in Littleton. Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
All right.
Hey, I'm at two shows that are right up there that you said that, you know, finales.
Yeah.
MASH, and it's amazing. MASH lasted longer than the Korean War.
Another vote for the MASH season finale.
Also, I like I think the Sopranos ending, but it left me cold because they were sort of letting on, and they were sort of copying that Godfather scene where Michael came out of the bathroom.
Totally, totally. That's it. And after
and
I watched,
somebody was going to get whacked coming out of the bathroom.
That's what they. I think that's what they wanted to do. That's what I thought. I spent the next 3 days after that season finale of the series finale of the Sopranos. I spent the next 3 days scouring the internet, looking for theories about what had happened. That's actually why I love that. Why I really love that finale, because it wasn't the typical American tie everything up in a nice, neat bow that we all seem to need in our television shows. And again, just to remind everybody, last night was ER's series finale, and so when you call up and talk about any other issue, give us your favorite TV series finale.
Yeah, and I was gonna. You were talking about Senator Bennett.
Yeah.
And the you know, on this climate change thing.
Right.
It's amazing how everybody was talking global warming. Now it's changed to climate change. And you know what's interesting about climate change, and I have had my reservations about it. Did you listen to the Weather Channel yesterday?
I didn't.
The states of Idaho, Washington, and eastern Montana have had record cold snaps this winter, with record snowfall, and that snowfall's heading this way tonight.
Well, you can't. I mean, here's the thing: you can't look at. I mean, you can't walk out on a warm day and be like, "Hey, it's warm out. That means there's global warming." And you can't then either walk out and say, "Oh my God, it's cold out," you know, and that means there's no global warming. I mean, this is every scientist, every to say that the climate change isn't happening.
Oh, climate change has been happening for 4 billion years. And, you know, the Earth is 4 billion years old, and if you put the...
Hold on a second. But to say that climate change has not accelerated and that there's not substantial evidence to suggest, strongly suggest, that humans and human activity has something to do with that is to really...
rather egotistical and arrogant that we, the man... As far as the history of the Earth, we're a gnat on an elephant's butt.
Yeah, that's not true. I mean, I'm just saying you're defying most major, almost every major scientist
in this country. And there is a growing number of scientists that are disagreeing
with those scientists. No, there is not. No. There is not a growing number of scientists who disagree.
I beg to differ with you.
I'm going to get the stat for you. The stat that I remember is over 95% of published scientific peer-reviewed works on this say that human activity is contributing to an acceleration of climate change. On this show and say, and to cite discredited right-wing, and in many cases paid by the oil industry scientists, who claim, no, it has nothing to do with human activity, is on the fringe. I mean, that is on the fringe. In fact, it's so on the fringe that even ExxonMobil's CEO, acknowledges what I've just said. So, look, as I've always said, we talk about reality here. We talk about data. We talk about the real world here. When we're not talking about series finales, which is obviously fictional. I mean, the finales aren't fictional, but the TV shows are fictional. When we talk about real issues here, we talk in the real world. We don't spend airtime talking about fantastical theories like the one that insists that there's lots of evidence out there that climate change has nothing to do at all with human activity, that's a real scientific theory, that is not what science tells us. Thanks for the call. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll get back to your calls after we get traffic from John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic looking still pretty quiet for us. Just one new crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal, sitting on the right-hand shoulder. People slowing down, taking a look, and to start hitting the backups around Sheridan. Westbound side in pretty decent shape. Normal jams on southbound 225, first at Colfax. Again, from Parker Road down to the interchange. Also, you're busy on 270 heading into downtown. Eastbound side from 76 to Vasquez. Also on Interstate 76 there, beginning at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, and mild, a high of 60. That's going to change this afternoon. Possible thunderstorms, and then a big storm coming tonight, about 6 to 12 inches around the metro expected. Your current downtown temperature, 39 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Allied Insurance wants parents to remember that one of the best tools against teenage drinking and driving is communication. Sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their peers and our community safe. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance.
All right, 7:53. Now's the time we talk to Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage. You can reach him at 303-749-2770. Driving in this morning, Mike, I heard that they expected the market to be mixed today. So what do you got for us?
Well, it was going to be mixed. First it was going to be positive, then it was negative, then it was positive. Now again, it's negative. But not by a lot, David. The Dow right now is down 28 points at 79.51. The NASDAQ is down just 3 points at 1,600. The S&P is down 2.5 points at 832. And the Russell's down 3 points at 447. So it's gone a little negative on pretty bad employment numbers, David. We have seen we're at 8.5% unemployment right now. That's the highest we've seen since 1983, so 25-year higher. So tough times out there, I think, for a lot of people. They're losing their jobs. Now, hopefully, that's about to bottom out, and we'll see a recovery, but I can't say for sure that it is. But that's really kind of what's going on today in the world of investing and employment. So if you're having trouble with your investments, give us a holler. We'll help you with it.
Mike Spear, Presidential Brokers, 303-749-2770. Again, it's 303-749-2770. Hey, man, have a good weekend.
All right, you too, David.
You know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing hundreds of thousands of brain cells every day. But now there's a product that can help you replenish those much-needed brain cells, and you can try it for free. Neurostin is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually helps regenerate brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, focus, and concentration in just 30 days. See for yourself. Get a risk-free trial at 1-800-200-5115. All-natural Neurostin contains a high concentration of clinically proven ingredients that boost brain activity. Imagine. One dose a day keeping you sharp as a tack, actually regenerating much-needed brain cells. If you struggle with memory or concentration problems, try Neurostin before you buy it. Call now for your free trial. The number's 1-800-200-5115. That's 1-800-200-5115. 1-800-200-5115.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
756, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the next hour, Amy Goodman will be up with us. We're going to do two calls before the top of the news. If you're holding, stick around. Ed in Denver, you got 30 seconds. Ed.
Go. Oh. Hey, David.
Hey.
Hey, I was going to tell you the best fragging show on TV. Battlestar Galactica had its series finale.
I heard Battlestar Galactica is awesome, and I'm actually a sci-fi fan. I got a little bit of a problem though. The problem is that my wife, who we watch these shows together, and we love doing that. My wife is she's not a huge sci-fi fan, so I got an uphill climb with her to push her to watch the show.
Yeah, my wife and I watched it religiously or taped it or whatever. What a series! And the other thing is Michael Bennett. I've dealt with him. I work with the city and county of Denver for the city employees, and the guy is not a true labor guy, and I don't know how long he's going to survive or where. He's probably getting his money from Anschutz or his prior employer, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Philip Anschutz, the very, very right-wing billionaire, that's how Bennett came out to the state, working for Anschutz. I think that's important for people to remember if they want to know who Michael Bennett is. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, guys.
All right, real quick, let's go to Kathy in Fort Collins. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how are you doing, David?
Good. You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, I love The Wire. And,
oh yeah, I got
it. Finale was okay, but anyway, I
best think show ever made.
Yes, I think the governor made a big mistake by picking Bennett. Personally, I like Mike Miles, who was highly qualified. He was a graduate of West Point, seventh in his class. He was in the Army. He had worked for the State Department. He had a master's degree in Slavic languages, and he's a superintendent in school. I mean, what more could you ask for?
I'm glad you mentioned Mike Miles. Mike Miles is a good guy. Question is whether he's going to run against Bennett in the primary. I think that's an open question. Same thing for Andrew Romanoff, but I think,
yeah.
I'll be honest, I hope that there's a primary. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay.
758, I'm David Sirota. Stick around.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Unemployment is higher than it's been at any other time since November of 1983.
I've been out of work for going on 7 months now.
Been out of work for 4 months. Probably not much longer.
The Labor Department says unemployment hit a recession high of 8.5% in March as businesses did away with an additional 663,000 jobs. Some experts believe the jobless rate could top 10% before the recession runs its course. Economist Ellen Zettner says the numbers don't tell the whole story.
Even the businesses that say don't need to conduct layoffs have cut back on hours, which still affects income, but doesn't show up in the unemployment numbers.
CBS's Peter King tells us people looking for work might want to call the phone company.
One communications giant,
welcome to Sprint,
is hiring for its call centers.
We are looking for some, you know, great individuals who can come in and help with customer care calls, technical support, retention, and even sales.
The company's Kristen Wallace says they're creating some jobs and filling existing vacancies because business is good.
The economy is yesterday's news for President Obama. Ahead of today's NATO summit in Strasbourg, France, his focus has shifted.
President Obama is setting an ambitious new plan. He'll elaborate on it at his next stop.
And this weekend in Prague, I will lay out an agenda to seek the goal of a world without nuclear weapons.
That thunderous response at a town hall-style meeting with mostly young French and German people, the president said the world, especially the U.S. and Russia, must drastically lessen not only the threat of terrorism, but also nuclear terrorism. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Strasbourg, France.
And this is just in from Des Moines. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage violates the rights of homosexuals. Evidence that's just come to light shows that concerns about pedophile priests go back decades, not years. CBS News correspondent Steve Cathan.
As early as 1952, the founder of a Roman Catholic religious order that ran centers for troubled priests warned U.S. bishops in letters that pedophiles should be removed from the priesthood because they couldn't be cured. That same information was relayed to the Vatican and Pope Paul VI in the early 1960s. The recommendations fell on deaf ears for decades. These documents from the late Father Gerald Fitzgerald appear in the National Catholic Reporter.
A new study shows that 22 million Americans have had their credit lines cut or closed, and about half of them are people who pay their bills. Professor Josh Lauer is writing a book on credit, and Lesner says lenders have become more choosy.
Consumers take for granted that if they pay their bills and they're not late and they have a job, that there's still a good risk. And in lenders' minds, this is not necessarily the case.
A new report shows efforts by lenders to prevent home foreclosures may not be doing much good. Most of the loan modifications made at the end of last year reduced payments less than 10%. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 41 points. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Yeah.
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update.
He's out of Denver. Jay Cutler this morning is a very happy quarterback.
Broncos insider Adam Schefter. The two sides couldn't get things ironed out, and the Broncos send number 6 to the Windy City for quarterback Kyle Orton and 3 draft choices. Chicago fans celebrating this morning. They got a Pro Bowler to lead their team. Chicago sports reporter Josh Liss on what the Broncos are getting in Orton.
He's a guy I think that fans out there are really going to like, although it's going to be unfair to put him in the category, obviously, of an Elway and probably of a now Cutler.
Cutler and the Bears to visit Mile High for a preseason game in August. A victory for former CU professor Ward Churchill as a jury finds he was wrongfully fired.
What was asked for and what was delivered was justice.
A judge will decide whether CU must rehire Churchill. CU is considering an appeal. Another major snowstorm on the way and set to hit us tonight.
Initially, we'll start out with some rain showers. Doesn't look like the snow will really kick in until at least after midnight. And it looks like the heaviest is supposed to be Saturday morning into maybe Saturday afternoon.
Meteorologist Scott Intrican with the National Weather Service says they're expecting 6 to 12 inches of snow in the metro area, and he says blowing snow might become an even bigger issue than the amount. Sports, Nuggets over the Utah Jazz last night, 114-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It looks like police have made quick work of an accident that was on the eastbound side of 6th Avenue. It occurred right around Federal, kind of hanging things up as you were coming in from Lakewood. They've since moved that off the highway. However, it's still a bit crunchy through that stretch. Northbounders on I-25 still feeling it underneath the bridges as you're making your way past DU. Eastbound 270 loading up 76 to Vasquez. That will start to lighten up here in about 20 minutes, but for the time being, it's going to tack about 3 or 4 minutes onto your ride. Then we've got a surface street crash. This one involves a couple different cars on Broadway at I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right solution.
Were foreign governments involved in the attacks of September 11th? Announcing the premiere of Core of Corruption this Sunday, April 5th, at 44th and Tennyson at the Oriental Theater at 7 o'clock. One night only, tickets on sale at the box office or at theorientaltheater.com. See who was in the shadows of September 11th.
In Garden Department, so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch. Or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. 36 degrees in Denver, going up to a high of 57 degrees. Snow in the forecast later tonight. Let's do a little bit of a news rundown at the top of the hour here. In national news, we have the Senate and House passing President Obama's budget on almost a straight party line vote. That's in the New York Times today. We had on Ed Perlmutter, the congressman from Colorado's 7th District, to talk to us about the budget and his vote. He voted for it. A little bit of a fracture in the Colorado Democratic delegation. Betsy Markey, the Fort Collins Coloradan, is reporting, voted against the bill, citing the deficit. We talked to Congressman Perlmutter about that. In a bit of local and national news at the same time, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, the appointed senator, has raised a record amount of money in the first quarter of 2009 for his election race in 2010. On the same day, the news comes out that he voted for a Republican proposal to require 60 votes to pass any serious climate change legislation out of the Congress. So he voted to create a barrier, a legislative barrier, a very, very difficult barrier to climate change legislation. Again, on the same day that we learned that he has raised a record amount of campaign cash. We don't know where that campaign cash yet is coming from. There was a caller earlier who, in the last hour, who claimed that it's a good thing that Bennett voted for this because we don't really know if climate change is human-generated. And I basically said that we're not going to, we deal on this show in reality and in data. We're not going to deal, we're not going to hang out among nonsense. And I just want to, because I didn't have the stat in front of me, but I just want to make sure everybody knows this. A survey released on, this is in February, by the University of Illinois at Chicago, 82% of 3,146 earth scientists surveyed blame human activity for changing global temperatures. Of these scientists, 97% of climatologists believe humans play a role. Somebody who instant messaged us made a really, really good point. The people who claim that climate change is not human generated, they're like the people who, let's say you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you call for the audience to ask them to help you with an answer. Let's say 97% of the audience said they thought A was the right answer. How ridiculous would it be if the person on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire instead chose B? That's what the people who are the climate change deniers, that's what they're really emulating. And we don't traffic in that kind of right-wing nonsense on this show. Local news, tuition hike, potential college tuition hike. The state is moving to cut $300 million out of the higher education budget, which would compound the problem because it would forsake another $105 million in federal money in the stimulus plan. The Colorado oil and gas industry has filed a record-setting almost 1,200 applications for drilling permits at the end of March to try to get those drilling permits in under the old oil and gas rules, not under the new ones. Cigarette tax, we talked about the tobacco tax this week, huge jump in federal cigarette taxes. National Jewish Hospital in Colorado is reporting a record number of calls to its anti-smoking or quit smoking hotline. So that's actually working in many ways the way we may want it to work. I also caught this, and I haven't mentioned this yet. One little piece of national news I think you'll find interesting. This is off the Think Progress website, and we'll be talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress later. Senators John Kyle, a Republican, and Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat, have offered a $250 billion proposal to cut estate taxes for the children of multimillionaires. The proposal is attracting a disturbing amount of support. In an editorial this morning, the New York Times writes that while the nation is focused on ending the deep recession, Kyle and Lincoln's, quote, most pressing issue is clear. America's wealthiest families need help now. I mean, I cannot believe we've got senators pushing for a $250 billion tax cut, the estate tax cut, which the IRS data tells us would go, the vast majority would go to the top 1%, in fact, a huge amount of this would go to the top 1/10 of 1% of the country. And then I just want to mention before we go to break, Turk sent this over, and it's an important piece of local news. The bill that we talked about expanding health care, not State Representative John Kafalas' single-payer health care bill, but the bill by Mark Ferrandino that we talked about last week to cover 100,000 people. The state is going to try to put up an additional $600 million in revenues through a tax on hospitals, which, by the way, the Hospital Trade Association supports. Put up $600 million to get an additional matching $600 million from the federal government. That bill has passed the state Senate Finance Committee, so it's taken another step towards passage. It would help expand coverage, healthcare coverage, to 100,000 Coloradans. So that's big news. After this break, we're going to talk to Amy Goodman, the radio and television host. We got one line open, 303-713-7600, and after we talk to Amy about her new book, we'll hit go back to the phone. So if you're holding, Brandon, Adam, Ray, hang on. We'll get to your calls. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic pretty nice for us this morning. Friday's nice and light, and crews were quick to clean up that crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. Just working one and around the metro right now. It's on Broadway at I-25. That's a pretty busy spot, so expect to add a couple minutes there. Normal jams in Aurora, southbound 225 at Colfax, again at Parker Road. And starting to see some more people heading in and out of Bowler on the turnpike. Westbound side, they're full from Sheridan to McCaslin. Your forecast, partly sunny, small chance of gusty thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 60s.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale with Doorbuster Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And boys and girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupons. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 4th.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I've bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
.816 here in Denver. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 36 degrees, going up to 57 degrees before we get hammered again by snow. As promised, on the line we have one of my heroes, one of my favorite people in the media and in journalism, Amy Goodman. She, you know her from her show Democracy Now! Radio and television show. And her book, Standing Up to the Madness, is now out in paperback. It was a New York Times bestseller as a hardcover book. It's now out in paperback. Amy, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, David, it's great to be with you and great to be with your listeners. We're on the 70-city tour, so it's wonderful to catch up with you, though we're usually broadcast from New York. Today, it's Boston, Massachusetts.
You are always everywhere. I'm always amazed at how you keep it up. It's really, you are like the hardest working person in journalism. I really, really believe that. So your book, Standing Up to the Madness. Now, I've read pieces of this book. What I want to ask you about in this book is, and the book is really a great book. It's all about different people who are working to change the status quo. And I'm going to put you on the spot here and ask you, because a lot of people feel like the madness, we thought we voted to stand up for the madness, and a lot of people feel like the madness continues. What can you tell people? How do you feel about that sort of hypothesis, and what can you tell people about what's going on that is changing things?
Well, let me, if I can, a slightly extended answer. There's no question what happened on November 4th was historic, right? You have the first African-American president in this country elected, as Ali Masri said, the great Pan-Africanist thinker. It's not the first black president in the United States, the first black president in the Western world. Could this mean a black president in France or a black prime minister in England or a black chancellor in Germany? He said that's least likely. But the significance of this, and then you're watching the Obamas go into the White House, Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama, the descendant of slaves. So their kids, Sasha and Malia, are descendants of slaves, moving into the most famous house on earth, which was built by slaves. Can President Obama redeem the White House? Well, you know, it's not up to him. It's not really just up to him. When he first comes into office, he issues an executive order to close Guantanamo. Very, very significant. But are we ending extraordinary rendition, which is White House for kidnapping? You know, not dozens, not hundreds, thousands of people picked off the streets of places like Milan, Italy, a sheikh, and sent to a country where the U.S. knows they will engage in torture, like Egypt, or Maher Arar taken out of JFK by U.S. authorities. He's a Canadian citizen, and instead he's sent to Syria, where he's interrogated and tortured and released after 10 months as inexplicably as he was taken. No charges, released as a broken man back to Canada, now being awarded $10 million by the Canadian government, but the U.S. government has yet to apologize and keeps him on a terrorist watch list. When you look at the global economic meltdown, what President Obama is doing about it, I really think people have to stop looking at the White House. I think people have to look in the mirror. People have to look at themselves, because it's social movements, and no one more than President Obama understands the significance of social movements. He was a community organizer. I mean, think about this. Parents are going to be saying to their kids now all over this country, maybe you can be a community organizer too.
Right, and
you
that
can be president of the United States.
So, the idea that becoming a community organizer is now a path to become
right.
president of the United States. That's a really
power.
That is.
People have to think about that very seriously, even if it means organizing against policies that are being promoted by this administration. And I think about a story that Harry Belafonte told me the night of the inauguration. We were at the Peace Ball in Washington, D.C. You know, he was a friend of Eleanor Roosevelt, and Eleanor Roosevelt invited A. Philip Randolph to the White House. And it's a story that is quite well known, but hearing it this firsthand source was very interesting, or secondhand, right? He's talking to Eleanor Roosevelt. She invites A. Philip Randolph, the organizer of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, you know, the train conductors, the organizer of the 1963 March on Washington. So Eleanor brings A. Philip Randolph to the White House to meet FDR. He talks about the condition of African Americans in this country. He talks about the conditions of working people in this country and what are unions' demands. And FDR says to A. Philip Randolph, I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but you'll have to make me do it. Now, a friend of mine recently told me, she was at a fundraiser for Barack Obama about a year and a half ago in Montclair, New Jersey, before it was clear he was going to be president, you know. So there have been 150 people in the backyard. They're asking questions. He's got to go. He takes one last question. It's a person asking him about the Middle East, about Israel and Palestine, and saying, what's he going to do about it? You know what? At that time, Senator Barack Obama said to this gentleman in the backyard in New Jersey, he recounted the story of L. Philip Randolph and what FDR told him, and he said, make me do it.
Well, and this
I think that is the story of our time, David. That's the answer to your question. Right now, there is a moment in time. It's not a brick wall that you're bashing your head against. It's a door that's open a crack. And the question is, will you kick it open or will it slam shut? That's up to everyone.
Well, but I completely agree. The issue is, and we're talking to Amy Goodman, the radio and television host of Democracy Now. She's got a new paperback book out, Standing Up to the Madness. It was out in hardback. It's now out in paperback. I mean, the thing is, I totally agree with you. And I've called it, the make him do it dynamic. The idea that through the Congress, through our state legislatures, through social action, through direct action, the way to pass things is to actually bring pressure on the government. The change is not handed down by any single individual in the White House or in a state house. But I guess that is a difficult concept, I think, for a lot of people to grasp, in the sense that I think our media, our political media, trains us to see things only in terms of Democrats, Republicans, red, blue. You're either on one side or you're on the other side to push President Obama or to push the Democrats in Congress is to, and I don't actually believe this, but the idea is that helps the Republicans, that's somehow disloyal. Do you think that our psychology has changed? In other words, you get the sense when you watch historical documentaries that there was more of a social movement attitude. You know, we will pressure, we will make any government of any party do what we, the social movement, wants, and that now we're living in times where things have become so partisanized that it's hard to get people to think about that. Do you think that's been a change, or am I just idealizing the past?
I think we can't predict what's going to happen. I think there are magic moments in history. And unfortunately now we're just, the situation is so extreme. And it's getting more extreme around, for example, issues of people losing their jobs, about the economy, the amount of wealth that people have lost and a few people are accumulating. We're talking about millions and millions of people losing their jobs. I don't think you can predict what's going to happen right now. I don't even think we can understand the formations that will take place. But individually, about what people are doing, I think the lethal attitude now is wait and see. Let's just wait and see what he does on the war in Iraq. Let's just wait and see what he does on the global economy. This is not up to one person. This is up to all of us. Let's just wait and see how the whole healthcare debate works out. Well, I can tell you it's not going to be very promising, considering in the week leading up to the U.S., the White House healthcare summit, FAIR did this study. There was almost no voice invited in the corporate media to represent health for all, right? Medicare, basically.
That's right.
Single payer. Almost no voice except those bashing it. And yet, a number of polls indicate that's what most Americans want. So if we're going to have, I don't care even if you're for it or against it, but we've got to have a robust discussion about whether health care is a right in this country, that if a kid is born poor, should they have a higher mortality rate than if their parents were lucky enough to have made a little money and be able to afford health insurance? We have to have serious discussions, and that's going to come from serious movements making demands of the media.
And that I think goes to a also at the local level. I'll give you an example. We have a bill in the legislature here that would create an authority to come up with a single payer system in Colorado, and then would ultimately implement that system. And this is a bill that has been largely ignored, even by our state and local media, even though it's actually moving through the legislature. I'm not saying we don't know if it's going to pass yet, but and we're talking to Amy Goodman, the television and radio host of Democracy Now! And the author of Standing Up to the Madness, the new, it's out now in paperback. But you're right. If there isn't demands by the public, if we simply sit around and say, look, we should just trust that, hey, we got a Democratic legislature. Hey, we got a Democratic governor. Hey, we should just trust them, and we should trust the president. We should trust the Congress. It's a quote-unquote new day. I agree with you. I don't think that's going to get us to where we want to go. So I guess the last question I have for you is, what do you think can get more people over the trust us, the trust the leader attitude? Do you think the economy is actually, in many ways, radicalizing people out of that kind of thinking, or does something else need to happen, or perhaps you think, from traveling all over the country, that we are getting out of that psychology?
I think, repeat the last part of the question.
The question is, what do you think needs to happen to get more and more people out of the psychology of let's just trust the leaders? Or do you think that psychology is already changing?
I do think so. And when people act of the desperation of their own lives or what's happening for other people that they know, I think that does change. But for those that just think, you know, we're in a new era, you know, we got a new leader, let's see. You're not even serving him when you have that attitude. He can't accomplish any real kind of change if he doesn't have support. You know, he was elected by millions of new people, and millions gave tiny amounts of money. But also a small circle of individuals and corporations gave millions. And the question is, who's going to win out? The ones who are used to walking the West Wing, who've given those millions, who can whisper in his ear and say, do this? If he can't turn to them and say, if I do that, and then he points out the window and says, they will storm the Bastille, but there's no one out there. No, he can't accomplish anything. And that's why social movements for people who are big Barack Obama supporters, don't think you're moving against him to make your demands. In fact, you're shoring him up. And for those who are very critical of his policies right now, well, you know why you have to make your demands. Because the way this country works is, you know, the political elite, the top corporate network people are going to keep saying this is not politically possible until it is. I mean, look at AIG executive pay. That's a small, tiny percentage of the bailout money, of our money that went to these very wealthy guys to give them bonuses. It's a small, tiny percentage. But who could have predicted? People just blew up around this 0.1 or 0.01% of the money that went to these bonuses. You can't predict. But when it sparks something, the administration has to respond. I mean, Obama, Geithner, they were moving ahead with it. They were completely thrown by the public response.
Absolutely.
As were the networks.
They were totally thrown off guard, and I think it was, I hope it was, and I think it was a wake-up call. Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now!, your new book, Standing Up to the Madness, it's now out in paperback. Thanks for taking the time this morning, and don't burn yourself out. You're traveling a lot. You're the hardest working person in journalism. You can't burn out. You're not allowed to. We need you around.
Oh, well, thanks so much, David, and thanks for your great work. Keep up those very interesting commentaries that you do, and op-ed pieces are very important. And folks, check our website, democracynow.org. You can see if we're coming to a town near you. We head to Western Mass tonight. Tomorrow morning, New York City at 10 o'clock, New School. Tomorrow night, we'll be in Middletown, Connecticut. Then we head to Kansas City and to Tampa, Florida, and then to Johnson City, Tennessee. And we move on all through Ohio, Athens, Ohio, and Cleveland, and then we end up in California and Denver. So check it out, democracynow.org. It's great to be with you, David.
You're like a rock star. Thanks, Amy. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
That was Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now!. Her new book, Standing Up to the Madness, is now out in paperback. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We're going to get to your calls.
It's kind of cool to know Amy Goodman's reading your stuff, though, isn't it, David?
Yeah, totally. She is a real inspiration. She really is. And I forgot. I should remind people who are going to call in. Remember, today still is. It's Movie Friday. We've amended it. It's TV Series Friday in honor of ER's series finale last night. What is your favorite? What do you think is the best TV series finale? I vote Sopranos, Turk votes Seinfeld.
And I got a memorable clip coming up.
Okay, you're going to lead us in with a memorable clip.
I'm going to lead us in with a memorable clip that hasn't been brought up this morning, and I am super amazed.
I think I know which one it is, and I can't believe it hasn't been brought up either. All right, let's get some traffic.
All right, traffic still pretty quiet for us. Speeds better than normal in the morning commute. Still just the normal jams on 25, North Glen again downtown. All those approaches into downtown on 270 and 76, and the turnpike also bogged down a little bit. Also some traffic westbound on 36, Flatiron Circle out to McCaslin. A couple crashes, one in the cleanup phase, Broadway at I-25. One just coming down at Evans and Hudson. That's just east of I-25. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Look for a high around 60 degrees. Going to change this afternoon. Possible thunderstorms. That'll turn to snow after midnight. Winter storm warning from midnight tonight to midnight Saturday. Up to a foot possible around the metro. Your current downtown temperature, 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your Harley experiencing a recession of its own? Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of performance parts.
You know what that is? That's bugs hitting your windshield. You know what this is? It's your worn-out wiper blades clouding your vision with grasshopper guts. Yeah, it's disgusting. So do something about it. Go to Advance Auto Parts, buy a pair of select premium Trico, Rain-X, or Bosch wiper blades, and save $10 instantly. Oh, and ask a team member to install them for you. It's always fast and free. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you get the wheels turning.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
They respond to emergencies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plumbing disasters don't take vacations, and neither does Drain Solvers. Take advantage of their fantastic sewer line TV camera analysis, normally $279, now just $79. Call the folks who have the solutions. Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
If you owe over $10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts, if you're over your head in monthly debt payments, I'm about to tell you something the credit card companies don't want you to hear. Something that could save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Were foreign governments involved in the attacks of September 11th? Announcing the premiere of Core of Corruption this Sunday, April 5th, at 44th and Tennyson at the Oriental Theater at 7 o'clock. One night only, tickets on sale at the box office or at theorientaltheater.com. See who is in the shadows of September 11th.
Do you know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing hundreds of thousands of brain cells every day. But now there's a product that can help you replenish those much-needed brain cells, and you can try it for free. Neurostin is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually helps regenerate brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, focus, and concentration in just 30 days. See for yourself. Get a risk-free trial at 1-800-200-5115. All-natural Neurostin contains a high concentration of clinically proven ingredients that boost brain activity. Imagine, one dose a day keeping you sharp as a tack, actually regenerating much-needed brain cells. If you struggle with memory or concentration problems, try Neurostin before you buy it. Call now for your free trial. The number's 1-800-200-5115. That's 1-800-200-5115. 1-800-200-5115.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Sammy, can I let you in on a little secret?
Sure.
I knew you'd come back.
You did?
You can never be unfaithful to your one true love. You always come back to her. Who is that? Think about it, Sam. I'm the luckiest son of a bitch on earth. Sorry, we're closed.
That was the Cheers. The Cheers series finale. Man, that was, I loved Cheers. Cheers is such a good show. You know what's so great about that show? The chorus of characters, right?
You a Diane or a Rebecca guy?
Diane.
Yeah, me too. I didn't like Rebecca that much.
I mean, she was a great character. But, I mean, in terms of, like, Diane was such a great character. The great thing about that show, it's such a chorus show. You don't get a lot of chorus shows anymore. I mean, you got, the ones that I watch, you got Lost as a chorus show. The Wire is a chorus show. Meaning, and by chorus, I mean it's not led by only one person. There's so many characters. Such a great show. My favorite character was Cliff Clavin, of course. It's like the best character. So that's like the best character ever made. Everybody knows a Cliff Clavin. Back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Adam's been holding forever. Adam from Denver. Hey.
Hey, David. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. I have two finales. Can I get two?
Yeah, go for it.
Seinfeld, of course.
That's Turk's vote for the best series finale.
Oh, it was. And this will date me a little bit, and people probably don't even remember, but the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I've heard that was a really good one.
Yeah, Ted Baxter was the anchor man. He was a an idiot, a fool. They fired the entire news staff except Ted Baxter. That was the finale.
Wow, they fired the entire news staff. That's sort of like a this is sort of like a warning, right, to what was going to happen to the news industry.
Yeah, right. In 77. So, yeah, that was kind of a harbinger.
People are really obsessed with that show. I've never actually... I'm going to date myself. I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen it on flipping through the channels, but I've never actually watched an episode of. People really, really were obsessed with that show.
Well, she had so much class. You know, she wore cool clothes, and it was just kind of. It was the 70s. You know, it was just a time that was. I think happier.
Yeah, I tell my wife that a lot of. At least my tastes and stuff, clothes, music. Sometimes I think I was born in the 70s, but that I sometimes wish that I'd come of age in the 70s. I was an infant throughout the 70s, so.
I hear you, buddy. I was born in 68, but I think I should have been born in, like, I don't know, 58.
Right, to get those formative years in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. In all seriousness, with regard to Michael Bennett,
yeah.
I am upset about this vote that he took, but I think Colorado kind of needs that kind of a person to be our senator, because Colorado is a state, and I'm a native. We're kind of different. You know, we've gone both ways in presidential elections, and I think that Michael Bennett kind of personifies that, and he'll be good on the important issues. Now, this one I know is important, but as far as education, you know, working class people, well, he's got some questionable union opinions, too, I think. But I'm going to give him a chance. He's only been in there a couple of months. And
Putting out a final verdict on the guy. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure.
But let me argue with you a little bit by saying this. Glenn Greenwald, and I read this piece yesterday, Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com, he had written a piece about another senator. But about the underlying idea was our obsession with what is politically realistic. And what I hear you saying, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, what I hear you saying is, look, Colorado's a swing state. We go back and forth. It's a quote-unquote moderate state. So we got to give Michael Bennett a chance in understanding that. And my response to that is, look, when did we become a people? When did voters become people? And this is what Glenn Greenwald said. When do voters become people who stop demanding specific actions from their senators and started rationalizing away, and I'm not necessarily saying that's what you're doing, but rationalizing away what politicians do based on political, quote-unquote, political realities. In other words, when did we all become armchair political strategists? I think we as citizens, it's not our job to decide or to reward or not reward politicians based on what we think they should think is politically realistic. We should say, all right, here's what we want, and I don't care if you're from Vermont or if you're from Idaho, right? I don't care if you're from a super progressive state or a super conservative state. Here's what we, the voters, want, and we get to decide what's politically realistic, and we're not going to just absolve people, elected officials, for rationalizing away their positions by saying that they're being, quote-unquote, politically realistic. Everything's politically realistic, and I think we as citizens, we hurt ourselves by allowing politicians to rationalize away their votes through that kind of rationale.
Well, you may have a point there, and it's valid. But I will say that I think that when you're in a position like Michael Bennett is in, and you've been appointed, and, you know, you're in a state that's pretty moderate, you have to vote in ways that will, I mean, you have to be eclectic. You have to be able to.
But why? I mean, because
I think because he represents everybody. He doesn't just represent me and David.
All right.
He represents conservatives and.
Okay, but let me say this though. Here's the thing. When you put it that way, let's remember. Okay, if that was true, Michael Bennett would be out there supporting universal health care. he would be out there supporting, probably supporting, stronger union rights. He would be out there supporting much tougher environmental regulations and probably an action like climate change legislation that's cap and trade, right? This was a vote on cap and trade. This was not a vote on a carbon tax. And I say that because that's where polls show the public in this state is, right? So what I'm saying to you is that we get, I think, when the public, when voters start rationalizing away what's politically realistic and not politically realistic, we actually internalize the fake paradigms of what's politically realistic and not. Because if you actually look at the data, and this not just here but in the whole country supports, the latest Gallup poll supports the Employee Free Choice Act. Latest poll after poll after poll has shown that the public supports a government-sponsored universal health care system closer to single payer than anything else. Poll after poll after poll shows that the public wants action on climate change. And yet Washington, D.C. tells us that it's not politically realistic. So what I'm saying to you is that you can be, it's your definition of what quote-unquote moderate is. I think being a quote-unquote moderate centrist means being in the moderate center of where American and Colorado public opinion is. And that too often politicians who call themselves moderate are only defining themselves as moderate and centrist in within the definition of what Washington says those definitions are.
Well, we'll find out a lot, David. I'll let you go because I know you have other callers, and I appreciate you filling in for Jay. You're doing a great job, but I'd be interested to know who's given that money too.
Yeah, well,
that's going to be very indicative of how he leans.
And I promise you, and I promise the audience, I will fill everybody in as soon as we get
Excellent.
That data. Hey, Adam, thanks
Excellent.
For the call.
No, thank you.
All right, let's hit one more call before we take another break. Let's go to, let's see. Brandon in Cheyenne. Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, I don't mean to, like, skirt, like, important issues, but I'm going to go back to the
Go for it. Hey, it's TV Series Friday. Go for it.
Yeah, it was another core show. It's Battlestar Galactica just ended.
That was mentioned earlier, and what I said on that, and I've heard that it's a fantastic show. What I've said is that I've got a little problem, a personal family problem, and that I watch these shows with my wife, and we love to like debate them back and forth. And my wife, Emily, is sort of averse to sci-fi.
Yeah, my wife was.
I mean, is it a super sci-fi show? Because everyone I've talked to is basically no. It's got all these political issues.
I would say it's more political / military, and then it goes into religious.
Do you count Lost as sci-fi?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because some people do, and Emily actually, and we both love Lost. I guess Lost is a little bit more, it's like, I wouldn't call it fantasy, it's more in that spiritual, weird place. I heard Battlestar Galactica is really fantastic, and I also heard that, I guess it's isn't it the neocons' favorite show?
Is it?
Yeah, I think that the neocons have said, you know, this is like, there's this whole thing with the Iraq War and whether you should invade and all. And again, I haven't watched the show, but
I know that in the first or second season they brought up abortion.
Really?
The woman president, she was 32nd in line for the presidency, and then after this attack, she became president.
Whoa.
Because there's like only like 500,000 people left, like humans left.
Yeah.
So this girl on a really religious planet wants to get an abortion. The doctor that's on the military ship, he performs abortions, no questions asked, right?
Right.
So she goes there, and then I guess the president finds out about it, and then she gets through this like moral thing in her head because she was normally very, liberal about, you know, she doesn't think that a woman's right should be infringed upon. But then since there's only 500,000 left, like she's, you know, left with that. But,
wow, you're whetting my appetite, man. Hey, Brandon, thanks for the call, man.
It's a really good one, but watch it from the beginning if you do.
Keep it real up there in Wyoming. I know it can be tough to be a progressive up there.
Yeah, I know it sucks.
Keep it real, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right. 848, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We've got one line open. We've been talking a lot. The political issue we've been talking about a lot is Michael Bennett, the news that Michael Bennett's raised a record amount of money. Also the news that he, on the same day that that came out, he voted for a bill to make it much harder to pass climate change legislation, a bill that would require 60 votes to pass climate change legislation. What do you think about that? And, of course, it's Movie Friday, but we've amended it to be TV Series Friday because of ER's series finale last night. What do you think is the best series finale ever? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Ray in Denver. Ray.
Hey, I was thinking about it. I'll tell you something. There's a tie between The Sopranos and Deadwood.
Oh, Deadwood. I never saw Deadwood, but I heard it's great.
You just were riveted on the edge of your chair every single one, and including the last one. So I hope he comes back, but you never know.
You're an HBO person, huh?
Well, not necessarily. I thumb around and get the best and exclude the worst. Just probably like you.
Well, as I said at the top, Sopranos that was a controversial series finale. A lot of people were really, really angry. I thought it was great. I mean, I'm so tired of shows that end with everything wrapped up neatly in a bow, and I know I'm going to regret saying that because I'm now watching Lost, and I'm only three seasons in, so nobody, don't tell me what happens or anything like that, but Lost is one of those shows that I'm starting to need some answers, so I know that I'm going to potentially regret that I said that I like shows with open endings. Because Lost, I definitely need some more answers than they're giving me. And I suggest that show to anybody. It's really, you want to talk about edge of your chair. Ray, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
850, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, 36 degrees, well, actually 38 degrees in Denver. Going up to, on my computer it says a high of 57 degrees right before we get slammed by the snow. At least that's what's in the forecast. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic's starting to shape up for us, but now we're starting to see some pretty heavy jams. Northbound I-25, Evans to University, stop and go in that little stretch. Expect to add about 5, maybe 10 minutes to that trip. Southbound side, also busy heading into downtown after Park Avenue. And on the turnpike, westbound side, going to see some slower speeds, 30s and maybe even 20s from Flatiron Circle out to McCaslin. And one current crash in the cleanup phase on Evans, just a little bit east of I-25 at Hudson. Your forecast, partly sunny, small chance of gusty thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. After midnight, winter storm warning into effect through Saturday evening, 6 to 12 inches of the white stuff possible in the metro. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right solution.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent Office with 50 locations. Make that four words. IntelligentOffice.com.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale with Doorbusters Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And boys and girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupons. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 4th.
Get the good stuff!
It's time to say goodbye to winter and that coat of dirt and grime on your car. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa Car Wash bucket with any $25 purchase. This 5-gallon bucket is perfect for washing away all the ugly reminders of old man winter. Visit Napa today for everything you need to get your car shining like new. Spend $25 and get a free Napa Car Wash bucket. Available while supplies last at participating stores.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
We've developed a powerful new breakthrough product that takes all the negative stress that's working against you and makes it work for you. It's called The Solution. In just 5 short days, less than a week, you can feel empowered, fulfilled, and free from stress and worry. Please, let me show you how. Call right now, and I'll send you a wonderful free tape. Please, call now.
Take control of stress and worry now with The Solution by Lucinda Bassett. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-400-6314. That's 1-800-400-6314. 1-800-400-6314.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Perlmutter, when we put him on the spot to ask him for his favorite TV series finale, he mentioned the Dallas episode where JR gets shot. That was not the series finale, but a little cultural, just gives us a little taste of what Ed Perlmutter was watching as a younger man. All right, let's hit one more call before we go to the top of the national news. If you're holding, hang on. We'll get to your calls after the top of the national news. Jim, David, Mark, hang on. We're going to go to TJ. We'll get to your calls after the top of the hour. TJ in Lakewood, what's up?
Yes, David. Happy Fun Friday to you.
You too.
Quickly, I like Get Smart. The whole thing was pretty good. A little humor in our society once in a while. I was listening to your interview with the author of this Rolling Stone magazine article.
Matt Taibbi, right. We had him on, I think it was last week.
The Big Takeover.
Yeah.
The somewhat trivial thing of the Jay Cutler story.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the $12.8 trillion stimulus package,
right.
Total money,
right.
$44,000 per man, woman, child.
Right.
It's all outrageous.
It is.
Now, I believe in the Constitution. I believe in its government of the people, by the people, for the people. Our current president said change must come to Washington, not from Washington. So for the last 5 years, I've been calling and going down to my elected public servant's office to tell them my request, what I want, not my opinion, not my statements, not a message. To me, there's a big difference. So I encourage all Americans to start doing that. And it can be fun. We can do it in a civil manner. And I think that's how we can get things done to trump all the money.
And we just heard from Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now! And the author of Standing Up to the Madness, a new book out. It's out in paperback.
Yep.
But she made the exact same point. You cannot be angry at what's going on unless you're making your voice heard. If you are not being an active participant in this democracy, then don't cry, don't whine, and don't be upset about what's gone on in this country. Democracy, the spoils, the progress, the change that happens in a democracy happens for the people who make their voices heard. We continue after the top of the news.
ID. Today on the Mario Solis Marich Show, Republicans want a redo in Alaska. We'll talk about that. Take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Add Iowa to the list of states where gay marriage is legal. The state's highest court has ruled that the ban on same-sex unions is unconstitutional. Lambda Legal's Susan Summers says the unanimous decision is a major victory for gay rights.
It's a wonderful historic ruling, fulfilling the Iowa Constitution's promise of equality for all same-sex couples.
The critics say the state's voters, rather than the court, should decide the issue. Brian English is with the Iowa Family Policy Center.
We're lobbying our legislators to bring the Iowa Marriage Amendment to the floor of the House and Senate for a vote, to bring it to the people and let we the people vote on the definition of marriage.
CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen says Iowa now joins Massachusetts and Connecticut in making same-sex marriages legal.
Every time a state recognizes the legal validity of same-sex unions, it makes it a little bit easier for the next state to do so, because the legal precedent builds up and it creates its own momentum. So this is a very important ruling for both sides in the debate over the practice, and not just because it comes out of a heartland state.
Another bleak unemployment report from the Labor Department this morning. In March, more than 660,000 jobs were lost, pushing the unemployment rate to 8.5%. That's the highest it's been since 1983. Economist Mark Zandi says that's not the end of it for months to come.
The unemployment rate will peak at just around 10%, probably in the spring, maybe early summer of 2010.
A day after the G20 summit in London, President Obama's continuing his European travels.
Hey guys.
An enthusiastic crowd in Baden-Baden, Germany, just across the border from France, where he has already held talks with President Sarkozy and conducted a town meeting in Strasbourg. He'll return for the 60th anniversary NATO summit.
So I've come to Europe this week to renew our partnership, one in which America listens and learns from our friends and allies, but where our friends and allies bear their share of the burden.
Despite the objections of the U.S., Japan, and other countries, there is no sign that North Korea is backing away from plans to launch a rocket, perhaps within the next 24 hours. Pyongyang claims it's putting a satellite into space. The international community believes it's a thinly disguised test for other purposes. CBS's Don Kirk in Seoul says the North Koreans are walking a fine line.
According to the treaty that was signed in the 1960s on space exploration, North Korea does have a right to go into space if it wants to. North Korea is a signatory to that treaty. The U.S. and Japan and South Korea, of course, say North Korea wants to launch a satellite, not really for the purpose of putting it into orbit, but in order to test their long-range Taepodong missile.
His lawyer says Michael Vick's determined to return to his football career after he finishes his prison sentence on a dogfighting conviction. Vick is scheduled to be back in court today at a bankruptcy hearing. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 57 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, everybody loves their car until something goes wrong, right? Well, listen up. April is National Car Care Month. Now, I'm not asking you to buy your car flowers or take it out for dinner. Just treat it right with an oil change special and Advance Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $14.99. Buy the oil and filter, and Advance will give you $2 off any air or cabin air filter to boot. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
A wine is only as good as the vineyards it comes from. Now for Cabot, America's favorite Pinot Grigio, that means grapes grown in the foothills of Italy's Dolomite Alps.
Experience our distinctive Pinot Noir. Its lush, elegant style has also made it America's favorite. Our award-winning Merlot, or the rich Cabot Riesling with its fresh, vibrant character and fruit aromas. So when you're looking for truly exceptional wine, choose the Cabot Collection.
The number one Italian wine in America, Cabot. Elevating life. Imported by Pompe International, Boca Raton, Florida.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Hurt feelings, a spat, a dose of miscommunication, then excommunication. Jay Cutler sent packing to Chicago, the Bears exchanging quarterback Kyle Orton. Not everyone agrees with the deal. Former Bronco Shannon Sharp says the Broncos made a huge mistake.
If somebody would tell, I guarantee you, there's not another franchise other than the Broncos would take Kyle Orton over Jay Cutler. Not another one.
Denver gets Chicago's first-round draft picks this year and next as well, and the teams swapped a couple of later picks. Cutler and the Bears visit Mile High in August for a preseason game. 6 inches to a foot of snow could be on the ground in Denver by tomorrow. It'll start late tonight. If you don't already have a snow shovel, you may be out of luck, as most local hardware stores are out of them.
We have plenty of ice melt and scrapers and such.
Steve Shaw with Fairfax Hardware in Denver says the last storm sent all the snow shovels out the door, and they're not ordering any more this season. And electricity's been restored to more than 2,000 customers in Steamboat Springs after an overnight outage blamed on a raccoon. The masked bandit was apparently in a warm, fuzzy mood as it made contact with live voltage conductors at a substation. Sports: Nuggets beat the Utah Jazz last night, 114-104. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some leftover delays on I-25 heading north past DU. It's also a little bit crowded downtown near Spear, but that's about it. In either of those stretches, they're only going to add a minute or two onto your drive. Speeds have gotten completely back to normal on both 270 as well as 6th Avenue. Outside those city limits, we're seeing wintry driving conditions along I-72 and through Summit County. There's going to be a high wind advisory along I-25 in the Monument Hill area. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Supers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Supers.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
906, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number here. 38 degrees, going up to 57, right before we get hammered again by snow. At least that's what the meteorologists tell us. This song, Tough Enough, it's funny, I was watching last night, in researching for my book, I'm watching a lot of 80s movies and 80s television, and there was show on VH1, five-hour show about 80s one-hit wonders, and Tough Enough was one of them by the... Who's Tough Enough by, John? Fabulous Thunderbirds, right. And Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother, I think, was in the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I think that's right.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, it's their one hit.
Let me look that up. Well, they had another one.
Well, okay, that was their biggest hit. Their biggest hit. Well, now's the time we go to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. And I know we've got a bunch of folks holding on the line, but this is our regular segment. So Mark, Dottie, David, everybody else is holding. Hang on. I want to talk to Christy, who I used to work with at the Center for American Progress. And Christy and I were IMing last night. And so before we get down to the news, Christy, what is your contribution to the Movie Friday, amended to TV Friday, the best TV series? We're doing that today after the ER series finale. So what do you have to contribute? What do you think is the best TV series finale?
Well, first of all, the Fabulous Thunderbirds also had Wrap It Up,
Wrap It Up, I'll Take It. Remember that song?
Yeah.
You are
like the Cliff Clavin of like
'80s
pop culture. Because we were IMing yesterday, and you were coming up with all this stuff. It was incredible.
It was high school for me. It was a very formative time.
Yeah.
I lived a John Hughes movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, best series finales. I think the gold standard from here on out, although it could never be repeated, is definitely the end of Six Feet Under.
You're the second person who said that, and I'm giving you a lot. You were the second person who said it on the radio, and my wife insists that nothing has really ever come close.
It really hasn't, because it ties everything up. Not only do you know how the series ends and it wraps the storylines up, but you find out how everybody's life ends. And so I watched the last 12 minutes of that show probably 50 times, because every time you watch it, you get another little clue to how everything sort of turned out. And it's always your fantasy, is to just know how things end for once and for all in both life, movies, and TV, I think.
Now
and so it really scratches that itch.
You know, now, of course, I have nominated as the best one that does exactly the opposite. I've nominated the Sopranos, where you actually don't know. You actually have no idea how it, and I just love that because it was so different. American audiences tend to need everything, tend to want everything wrapped up. And actually, usually when they wrap things up, they don't do it very artfully, but it sounds like Six Feet Under, they actually did it really, really well. And I should know, you and I talked about this yesterday, the most famous, at least in Hollywood circles, I'm told that the most famous series ending that's looked on as, I guess, infamous.
Right.
The most infamous ending among Hollywood writers circle, the one that people like berate and laugh at, was St. Elsewhere, if I understand it takes the whole series about a hospital and all this stuff, and basically takes the last moment and makes the assertion that it's all in the mind of an autistic child, and that
exactly.
The entire series was just it's like a dream, basically.
Well, the entire series actually has taken place. St. Eligius didn't even exist. It takes place in this snow globe
that
this autistic child has been obsessed with, and the doctors are, it's sort of Wizard of Oz-esque, where instead of being the two main doctors, Dr. Westfall, I think it was, and Dr. Auschlander, turn out just to be, I think, like construction worker, regular guys.
That's right.
In real life.
I got to tell you something. You, the fact that you have Dr. Auschlander's name in your brain, I mean, you really are the Cliff Clavin of this genre.
Well, as I've told you before, this was my first grown-up show.
How much hard drive space in your brain is taken up?
Way too much. And the thing is, I could not tell you what I worked on yesterday, what I did last weekend. I saw the movie Duplicity this week. I don't remember a thing about it. But I can tell you basic plot lines from St. Elsewhere. But it was, like I said, it was sort of an integral part of my childhood, really, because it was my first grown-up people show that I was allowed to stay up late for. It was on at 10 o'clock, and I could stay up for it.
Mine was Love Boat.
I wasn't allowed to watch Love Boat.
You weren't allowed to watch. The babysitter would come over on Saturday. I think Saturday night, Love Boat, there were reruns of Love Boat. Yeah, I'm now showing.
Go straight into Fantasy Island. Yes. A whole block of time I was banned.
Dukes of Hazzard was on Saturday nights too. Oh man, that was the best. All right, let's get down to some real news here. So what do you got for us? We always ask you to fill us in on what you're tracking, because you have a penchant for tracking the right stories and telling us what we're missing. So what do you got for us?
Well, there's two big ones today, I think. One is a statistic that I read yesterday that I think we all need to not only commit to memory, but I think we should all repeat to ourselves once an hour, every hour for the next 3 days. And that is this. The federal government put out their statistics yesterday on hunger in America and poverty, and one out of every 10 Americans today is on food stamps.
One in 10 Americans is on food stamps.
One in 10 Americans. That should. I read that and I thought, oh, this has got to be from some wacky activist group or somebody trying to make a point. There's no way this can actually be true. And I read the entire article and was like, oh, my gosh, this is from the federal government. This is not manipulated statistic.
Well, and, I'm sure within the next few days we will hear from some radical right-winger that means that 1 in 10 Americans are lazy or the idea that that statistic proves that government entitlements have gone too far.
Right. I think they're going to have a very difficult time, though, making that that claim because the jobless numbers came out today, the unemployment rate for last month, and it's up to 8.5%.
Right.
That's wacky huge. That's just those two numbers taken together should make every single person go, oh, my God, what can I do to fix the economy and to fix where my city, my town, my village, whatever, wherever I'm living, what can I do to ease the burden? Because certain states, Vermont, Alaska, South Dakota, they saw in January, they saw their food stamps go over 5% jump in people who were on food stamps.
It's really, really scary. I mean, what's not scary is I'm glad we have food stamps. What
right.
is scary is that to become eligible for and to need food stamps in order to eat means you are in a place that's you're in some pretty dire economic straits.
Well, exactly. And the average food stamp benefit for example, for the month of January was $112 for the month. And I don't know the last time you actually went to the grocery
right.
store and had to buy food for a family, but
right.
you know, I have trouble getting out of there doing that a week, quite honestly, for us. And just to say, what are you forced to buy? How is your family forced to live when that's the money that you have? And we're not talking, oh, no one has money, you know, the sales of large screen televisions are down, or, oh, people aren't buying as much Starbucks as possible. We're talking about the fact that people can't afford soup.
Right. It's really, I always look at these issues as, look, the basic necessities are roof over the head, medical care, and food.
Right.
If you have those three things, you can survive. You might not have a great life, but you can. Those are the three keys to survival. Without
right.
one of those things, you're in real trouble. And if we are the richest country in the world, even through this crisis, we are the richest country in the world, and we have 1 in 10 people who need assistance, the most basic, meager assistance to get one of those necessities. By the way, the necessity that you could argue is the most needed out of even those three. I mean, you can actually live for a time without a house, without any roof over your head, and you can live for a time without any medical care. You can live for like a couple of days or a few weeks without food.
Mm-hmm.
But that food is the most necessary. And if we're in the richest country in the world and we've got that many hungry people, I mean, it really says this is a bad stretch. All right, what's the next thing you got for us?
The other thing I have is a bit of breaking news from this morning, and this is some really good news. A court in Iowa has a unanimous ruling this morning that said that the state's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional.
We just heard that at the top of the news. What are they saying? What are experts saying this means, if anything, for other states or other efforts in other states to work towards marriage equality?
This is pretty big because this is a state in the Midwest, and they're saying that this is some people were hoping that this was coming, but this wasn't a big profile state where people were expecting it, like California or Massachusetts or something like that. And so they're saying that this could be good. But I've got a number that I think is really interesting from a study that came out last month that said that basically the federal government, by not matching same-sex benefits in different states, you know, you don't get Social Security survivor benefits, for example, if you've been with your partner for years and years and years. If you're married, when they die, you get some money. If you're not married or not able to marry, you don't. And there's lots of things like that. You lose about $8,000 a year.
Wow.
from being in a same-sex partnership than from being in a heterosexual partnership by the federal government. $8,000 a year. And for people, that's kind of a lot of money.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of money per
just
year.
Just for being in a gay relationship as opposed to being in a straight. And that's the only reason that you're losing this money. There's no other qualifier there. It's if you are in a gay relationship, you lose about $8,000 a year in federal benefits.
Well, I didn't think about the idea that this ruling happening in Iowa. Iowa is one of those, so goes Iowa, you know, as goes Iowa, so goes the nation. It's one of those places where I think a couple of friends I have from Iowa say it's one of those places where they test market products.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. So that's how we got the McRiblets. Thanks, Iowa.
Right, but you know, it's, in all seriousness, you can't really write off Iowa as some super crazy liberal you know, state. It's Iowa.
Exactly. This decision is sort of like the will and gracification of gay marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it's my mom is now saying, well, you know, in Iowa, it just shows how far the country has come, even over the last, I don't know, 5 years.
I forget which comedian, I think it was a comedian who said that they were talking about the politicization of these issues. And they said, you know, the Republicans and the conservatives thought they had this big weapon, anti-gay themes would be this big weapon, and they certainly use those themes as try to use them as a political weapon. But their idea was after the 2006 election. This person was saying that, you know, when they started putting up TV ads and the news started showing people getting married, to you know, a lot of pictures of, you know, middle-aged women and men who look totally normal at a ceremony, it took the edge off of this taboo, right? People saw these images and was like, you know, middle America was like, whoa, this is what the big hullabaloo is about? I mean,
exactly.
And I'm not saying that there's not a lot of anti-gay, awful, terrible homophobia out there in the country. But what I am saying is that it's I think, and this is really good news, that the power, the political power, the electoral power of the anti-gay, homophobic nastiness, I think, I hope, is changing, that we're becoming a much more mature and much more tolerant country. And I hope this court ruling ushers that along. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, thanks so much for taking the time. And stay warm up there, okay?
I'll try. Thanks a lot, David. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
That was Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. She checks in with us every week at this time. 303-713-7600. It's 921. We're going to go back to your phones, get as many calls as we can. It's Movie Friday. We've amended that to TV Friday because of ER's season finale last night. What's your favorite season finale? We'll open up the phones. We've been talking about Michael Bennett raising the record amount of money in Colorado for in the first quarter. Also voting for a bill that would make it much harder to pass climate change legislation. What do you think about that? What do you think about the Congress passing President Obama's budget? Betsy Markey, the congresswoman from Fort Collins, was one of the very few Democrats to vote against it. What do you think about that? Weigh in, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
David, you and Christy were talking about television in the 80s.
Yeah.
What? It was like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Fall Guy.
Oh, yeah.
And The Incredible Hulk. And I think they were back-to-back.
The Incredible Hulk freaked me out. I couldn't watch The Incredible Hulk. Really.
So, I got so sad at the end. And I think the series finale of The Incredible Hulk, you know, he's always hitchhiking. They play that sad, sad music.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
Was Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
What's
Banner? Banner. Bruce Banner?
Bill Bixby was Bruce Banner and Lou Ferrigno. Oh, man. That
show was great. Did you like The Fall Guy? With Lee Majors and Christy Brinkley?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
I was
love
more
that
of a,
show.
Although I was more of a $6 million man kind of guy.
You were a Love Boat and like a Fantasy Island kind of guy.
$6 million man.
Yes.
Oh man, the beginning of that show where they're like we can rebuild him. It's so sweet.
TV in the '80s rocked. All right, I'm sorry. I'll get to traffic. I promise. But there's really not a whole lot to talk about. David, speeds in the '50s on sixties on all the major highways in Boulder and Denver. Our only problems right now,
located in the high country. Chain laws in effect. Eastbounders at Vail Pass. Also for eastbounders over Eisenhower Tunnel. They've also enacted those both directions over Loveland Pass. Got a high wind advisory on 25 over Monument Hill. And if back to the high country, 70 going to be wet and slushy for you in spots between the Eisenhower Tunnel into Eagle County if you're heading up to get some late spring ski snowing in. Your forecast? Partly breezy or sunny, breezy and mild with a high of 60. That's going to change this afternoon and evening. Possible thunderstorms. That'll turn to snow after midnight. Some forecasts offer up.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale with Doorbuster Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And boys and girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupons. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 4th.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.
I like to tell jokes. My jokes are pretty corny.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Knock, knock. Who's there? And it'll be Cal. And he'll say, Cal Moo!
His Match.com username is Junkfoodie, and you can email him right now.
It's never really that funny, but it's so corny they laugh anyway.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months. Or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Oh, are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
This is Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings singing the Dukes of Hazzard theme song. That show was so good. And that show was so good.
It gave us Daisy Duke shorts, man. The number one product out of Duke's Hazzard.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's now that I'm a little bit more media literate, that show's a little bit too celebratory of kind of Southern culture for my taste. I mean, you're driving around a car with a Confederate flag on the top. I mean, if I was like a African American, I might not be all that comfortable with that show. But maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm not media literate. Maybe the whole point of that show is to make Southern culture look like a clown show. Back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Mark in Littleton. Mark.
Hey there, David.
Hey there.
Hey, first of all, I want to tell you, when it comes to world issues, I respect you more than anybody I ever listened to. But, boy, sometimes on film and TV shows, man, I don't know. You know, you're it's almost like I'm listening to the right-wingers or something.
Well, if I had to choose which set of issues you respect me on, I think I'd choose the substance and not the pop culture. But I respect your opinion. All right, what do you got for us?
The Shield. Vic Mackey, the Michael Chiklis character, that finale was awesome. I think, I don't know if you got watching that show, but that is a show you need to pick up and rent, because my favorite show of all time is The Wire. But, you know, you can't really talk about the finale of that, because it just didn't have really finales. And that's a show that you need to watch about the first 2 hours before you get into it, but then you're hooked.
Well, I was going to ask you that question, which is that if you've watched The Wire, and you're willing to say that The Shield is good, that gives you an added level of credibility. Having watched The Wire, if you tell me that a Law and Order police show is a good show, if somebody tells me that and they haven't seen The Wire, then I find them hard to take seriously, because The Wire is so good. I think The Wire,
you can't get into the first show. If you watch it from episode one, it takes a little bit of time, not a lot, but it takes at least two or three episodes, and then you're hooked. I mean, then it just, you know, it takes a little while to get into the whole rhythm of it to me. It has a long setup and everything. I don't know if you agree or not on that, but
I do agree. You need an investment there, and all I'm saying is that, like, if somebody says to me, oh no, you know, Law and Order is a great show, And I'll say to them, well, have you seen The Wire? And if they say no, then it's not that I think that they're wrong. It's more like if you haven't been exposed to The Wire, you may not know what a great cop show is.
Yeah.
The Wire The Wire, it's not even TV. The Wire it's the best show ever made. I really believe that. I'm not exaggerating here.
Oh,
and it's
I agree.
Not even really TV. It's like a novel that is a show.
Exactly. Well, it is, you know, George Pelicano, you know, the novelist, is the guy writes a lot of the stuff on that. And, you know, you've got some great writers. If you look at some of the people that wrote some of those episodes, they're top writers, you know, and they're novelists, too, a lot of them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Wait.
Okay.
On The Shield real quick. The Shield, though, you've got to see the episode of the fifth finale, the season five finale. Now, this had, like, Glenn Close and Forrest Whitaker as guest stars on that. You got to. That show was so great. Michael Chiklis as Vic Mackey was just one of the greatest characters.
When was the season finale?
Well, it just ended this year, and they end up, you know, the way it ends up was really cool. He ends up, like, pushing the last thing he'd ever want to be doing, like, you know, pushing paper behind the desk with pencils and a suit and tie, and it's just the opposite of this character, and he's just been basically emasculated, and that's kind of how they end the series, and that was great. But the fifth season, when his team kind of kills another one of the team, and it ends. It is the most moving hour episode I've ever seen. At the end of the fifth season, they kill this guy named Lem.
Dude, I will check out The Shield.
Yeah, you gotta check out The Shield.
You sold me.
Right.
As somebody who likes The Wire, you sold me. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, bye.
Dottie in Broomfield. Hey, Dottie. Hello, Dottie. Okay, let's go to David and Berthin.
Hi. Interesting show. I'll put my vote in for the second Newhart finale. Just terribly ridiculously hilarious. But I had a couple thoughts. You had a caller earlier, quite a bit earlier, talking about global warming and, you know, whether scientists agree and blah, blah, blah. You know, I have two things to say about. First of all, it's the first time I've ever heard what I would call the reverse hubris argument, which is that we're too little to screw up the Earth. You know, we can clock off the quagga, the dodo, the giant auk, all these other
right. That was the caller who said that the way he justified his claim that humans are not responsible, or at least in part responsible, for global warming is because we're just a tiny speck in the history of the universe. Of course, most scientists who study this, the vast majority of scientists across the world who study this, say that human activity is at least partially responsible for global warming. But people who want to deny global warming, I mean, they're just going to keep denying it.
Right. The other thing that I wonder, and I've actually brought this up on another talk show once, is let's just imagine, and of course I don't believe this, that humans have had very little or no impact on on the environment. We're still in such big trouble. If the Earth is doing this naturally, we're in a we're in just as much trouble as we would be regardless. And that we would choose as a species not to take a look at it, not to try to figure out how we could ameliorate it in any way that we have the power to do, is just there's hubris for you. I mean, come on.
And that's the reason why I flagged this vote from Michael Bennett. And it's not just Bennett, it's other senators. But any effort to make it harder to pass legislation that deals with climate change, that's a really bad vote. This is not a small issue. That's a really, really bad vote. We need action on climate change yesterday. We need it
absolutely
5 years ago, 10 years ago. And it's the idea that we're putting up new legislative barriers in Washington, new process barriers in Washington to get the most basic stuff done, a cap and trade system, the concept by which, again, a lot of energy companies actually say that they're not mortally opposed to a cap and trade system. The idea that Congress is spending its time and Colorado's senator is spending his time voting for bills that make it harder to pass something on this issue, it's gross.
Yeah, it surely is. And, you know, yesterday you were talking about the bailout money and where it should go. And, you know, call me crazy, but here's what I would do with all that money. I would immediately put into effect an industry that would put solar, photovoltaics, and whatever on every building in this country. And all of the energy that was taken off of those old photovoltaics would belong for free to the users of those buildings, and every extra bit would belong to the nation as a whole. And you know what? At 5 years later, first of all, we'd have a booming industry in retrofitting buildings with this stuff.
And you want to know what the most incredible part about that is? The most incredible part about your idea is that you could do that. You could do that with a fraction of the amount of money of the $12.8 trillion that has been spent, that has been given to the banks. That's according to Bloomberg News. You could do that huge project with a fraction of the money that has been spent giving away to the banks. And that is really what should blow your mind. Thanks for the call. 9:35, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, 47 degrees in Denver, going up to 57 before we get hammered by some snow. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
I'm going to bring up two more, Dave, that I forgot to bring up earlier. Can I add a couple to mine?
Go for it.
Favorite science fiction series finale? X-Files.
I never saw it.
Never watched the X-Files?
But I've watched Lost, and now I love Lost.
You've got to watch the X-Files.
People are now telling me if I like Lost, I'll probably like the X-Files.
And this one, it wasn't on. I think it was only on for two or three seasons, but Twin Peaks. David Lynch.
That show is a freaky show.
There was,
man,
the movies, but then there was the TV series.
I know. The TV series.
Unbelievably great.
Was freaky. I think I was in that place. I think I was like a late teenager, and I couldn't. It was
wrap
too much
your head
for
around
me.
It.
Yeah,
it was
too
really
much.
Bizarre. Well, everything David Lynch ever did was
What's
really
the movie he did?
Bizarre. Eraserhead. He did.
No, the one with Nicolas Cage.
With Nick Cage was with.
With the, what's her name? Laura Dern?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up here.
Laura
right
Dern
now.
And Nicolas Cage, David Lynch. Can't remember the name of that movie. It was a crazy.
It was great. Oh,
something about the road.
Hold on here, David. I'm going to pull this up because this is driving me crazy here.
David's. What is it? I wonder what David Lynch is
doing. Oh, come on. Why is it not coming to my head here?
I wonder what David Lynch is doing right now.
It was called Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart, that's right.
He also did Blue Velvet,
that's
Elephant
right.
Man.
Wild at Heart was like a grittier version of Tarantino's True Romance.
Mm-hmm.
A grittier, weirder version.
I think Tarantino did a lot of his stuff following kind of what David Lynch. I think he learned a lot of his stuff from David Lynch. But I had to bring that up.
David Lynch, Twin Peaks was weird. I can only imagine what the series finale was about.
It was great. It was great. Check it out. But I'll get to traffic. Nothing to talk about again around the Denver metro area. Speeds all at the top form, 50s and 60s on 225, on 70 in the elevated deck. Also on 25 in and out of the tech center and downtown. We do have a high wind advisory, though, on 25 over Monument Hill. And in the high country, going to run into some wet, slushy, and icy spots between the tunnel and Vail. Your forecast, partly sunny, small chance of gusty thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. After midnight, got this winter storm warning into effect through Saturday evening.
6 to 12 inches possible around the metro. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on AM760.net.
Is stress taking over your life? Are you feeling overwhelmed by all the bad economic and political news these days? Does every news report just seem to bring you something new to worry about? I understand. That's why I wanted to give you something that will free you from all the stress and worry in 5 days. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. We all know how overwhelming life is right now. So we've developed a powerful new breakthrough product that takes all the negative stress that's working against you and makes it work for you. It's called The Solution. In just 5 short days, less than a week, you can feel empowered, fulfilled, and free from stress and worry. Please, let me show you how. Call right now and I'll send you a wonderful free tape. Please call now.
Take control of stress and worry now with The Solution by Lucinda Bassett. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-400-6314. That's 1-800-400-6314. 1-800-400-6314.
People don't believe that $1 trillion bailout package will work because it won't. Billions went to AIG, the big banks, and Wall Street, who then paid themselves billions in undeserved bonuses. And it did nothing to stimulate the economy. Think about it. How can we immediately get money circulating into the economy, create millions of new jobs, and solve the housing, credit, and banking crisis? Well, here's a plan that'll actually work and is supported by a majority of Americans. It's called the one-year mortgage holiday, and it costs less. All mortgage payments and foreclosures would stop for 1 year, allowing all homeowners and businesses to refinance at a lower 4% fixed 30-year loan. The government would reimburse interest on the debt to the mortgage holders and banks, giving Americans the time and money to get their financial house in order, and let the people choose how to best spend, save, and invest their own money. Learn more at SaveOurEconomy.com. Paid for by Mark Hemstreet.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department, so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029.
The X-Files. I really should get into that show. My best buddy was so into that show in high school. He was a sci-fi nerd, though. I don't think I'd be insulting him. Mike, if you're out there and you're listening, I'm not insulting you. You know I love you. 303-713-7600 is the number. Back to the phones. Christine in Fort Collins.
Hey, David.
Hi there.
Good to meet you on Friday night. That was a real pleasure for me.
It was a lot of fun being up there in Fort Collins. Well, it's really... Forbes magazine says that Fort Collins is the best town in Colorado.
Boulder's my favorite town.
I think Boulder's a great place, but I just put it this way. If I had to choose another place to live other than Denver on the Front Range, my first choice would be Fort Collins.
Oh, cool. I hope you move.
It's a great town. So is Boulder. I'm not dissing Boulder. Boulder's a great town.
No, I lived in Boulder first before I came to Fort Collins.
The question would be whether I could afford to live in Boulder. That would be the big question.
Yeah, correct. X-Files was my favorite of all the series. My favorite ending, of course, was 6 Feet Under. But as far as a freaky show, you know, you were saying Twin Peaks was freaky.
Totally.
Did you watch Carnival?
Yes, I watched that show. That show was so freaky it weirded me out. I'll be honest about why. I'm one of those people, you know, everyone's got their own special thing that freaks them out. You know, my wife, Emily, she's really, really freaked out about snakes.
Okay.
Can't just see them on TV. She can't deal with it. I'm kind of freaked out by clowns.
like Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm really kind of freaked out about, like, they're so happy that they're scary. And by the way,
looking.
And Turk, correct me if I'm wrong, Saw... The Saw movies, the guy's face is a clown, right?
Yeah.
It's like, like a little clownish doll.
Right.
Remember Poltergeist, the clown in Poltergeist?
Yes, yes.
Freaky.
Clown, and by the way, you know where else the clown has been used? Remember the movie The Game?
No.
That's a great movie with Michael Douglas. It's a really freaky movie. And basically there's a scene with a clown that's totally creepy. Clowns really, really
clowns
weird me
good
out.
For
so
you.
Carnival,
okay.
that had... That sort of
the demonic priest, you know, I mean, well, the minister, rather, he was like Satan embodied in a preacher, and his sister was played by the one who played the wife of Costner in Field of Dreams. What's her name? Amy something? Or I'm forgetting her name, but she was in it.
Oh, Amy, the wife from Field of Dreams.
Yeah, and she played the sister, the strict Christian sister of the guy in Carnival. But anyhow, and just one other thing for a Friday topic. Christy Harvey, when she said she wasn't allowed to watch The Love Boat, I thought that would be a good topic, what you weren't allowed to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's a good topic.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Three Stooges.
Oh.
My mother thought they were too violent.
That's a great, I love that topic. All right, we're marking it down.
I thought that would be really funny, the reasons why.
Why you weren't allowed, why your parents didn't allow you to watch.
And I think they'd also, my mother was Lithuanian, and the Three Stooges, with the exception of Larry, they were Lithuanian, of Lithuanian descent, and I think my mother was embarrassed.
This, you have given me and this show a great idea. Thank you for it.
Good. The reason I was calling, I didn't hear the first where you were talking about Betsy Markey. I'm always reading the paper during the first hour. I can't do both at the same time. I have to read the paper and then I turn on the show. So I didn't know you'd already discussed Betsy Markey's vote on the budget. But and I was wanting to hear your opinion on it, as well as just to say she's really scaring the crap out of me.
Well, my opinion is, first of all, I met Betsy I met her before, but I saw her again up in Fort Collins. I'm very impressed with her. I think she's got a good sense of herself and what she wants to do and her own principles. And I asked Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who we had on earlier, about, you know, he voted for the budget, she voted against it. And mm-hmm. he said, look, there's a principled disagreement going on here where some Democrats say they're really worried about the budget deficits. And the Republicans are not being honest. Their budget that they put forward was simply a continuation of George Bush's huge tax cuts. So they can't claim that they care about budget deficits. But the few Democrats who voted against the budget, and Markey in particular, said that they don't want to vote for a budget that increases the deficit by this much. I just respectfully disagree.
Right.
I don't think she's against it for reasons that are nefarious. I just think she's got, we have a disagreement. I think right now we need to be spending more money, not less. And I know that means we have deficits, but I think, you know, history teaches us that if we try to balance the budget in the middle of a recession or a potential depression like this, the Great Depression taught us that when Franklin Roosevelt tried to do that, it hurt the economy.
Right. Well, this is why I'm wondering, doesn't that mean anything to her? Doesn't history tell her anything? And I'm getting scared that she's acting, you know, I'm afraid she's acting in behalf of some moneyed interests, and I hope she proves me wrong.
Well, I don't think there's moneyed interests at work here in this budget vote, and one caller mentioned this before. I don't think there is in this particular vote, because, look, Wall Street is going to oppose financial regulations and the healthcare industry is going to oppose health reform. But on a federal budget, there is no serious organized corporate opposition.
But isn't the tax breaks for the rich involved in the budget?
Yes, but the thing is, and this is sort of the machinations of politics, it's not that there's no opposition to the budget, but in terms of corporate big money opposition,
I hear you.
There's not nearly the kind of, if it's EFCA, the Employee Free Choice Act, if it's health care reform, if it's financial regulation, I'm with you. But having worked on the Appropriations Committee, where this budget ultimately moves through, and I worked there for a couple of years, we always found that it's much more of an ideological argument. So I do agree with you that if there's something to be concerned about Betsy Markey's vote on this, it's that her ideology about what we should be doing right now is, I think, I fundamentally disagree with it, and I think a lot of other people fundamentally disagree with it. But I don't think this issue is her selling out to big money. Christine, I got to take another call.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you.
Good talking to you too, Dave.
Okay. Dottie in Broomfield. Dottie.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I met you at a book signing in Boulder last year. You're a very impressive person. Very
Thank
knowledgeable.
You. Up at the Boulder bookstore. That's a great bookstore.
Yeah, it is. It is. I live in Broomfield. I live near Boulder. Two things on the series finale endings.
Yeah.
I turned on the show about an hour ago, so I don't know if anyone mentioned this or not. 6 Feet Under.
That you're like the fifth person who's mentioned it, and I give a lot of credibility to that because my wife Emily says it's the best series finale, hands down the best series finale she's ever seen.
I'd have to agree with that. I ended up watching it several times, and you know what? One of the things that I found with that, because it's consistently being the case for me in movies or TV, is that the background music has a lot to do with the emotional impact that it leaves you with.
Totally.
I watched that ending several times, and that music highly contributed to, I mean, obviously it was written in unbelievably
the cues,
ending.
The cues that music gives to the viewer. We watch so many movies and television and radio, that there are certain cues now that I think have become reflexive when you watch, and the best of the best directors know how to use music and scenery in a way that can really most intensely access those cues. You're absolutely right.
I don't know if there's something wrong with my emotional balance, but I find that, for example, the theme song to Titanic, I can't listen to that without getting teary. I'm driving in the car and I get teary.
That's because you remember it probably brings up memories of the movie, which then brings up memories of other things in your own life. Not that you were on the Titanic, of course, but yeah, all of these things, it's when you start stepping out of yourself and thinking about them, you realize that the best directors are the people who really, really understand that. And then when you think about how genius you have to be a director to understand how to get at people's hard wiring like that, it really makes you in awe, or at least it makes me in awe of the people who make these movies. Dottie, thanks for the call.
Could I get something political here?
Yeah, you got 10 seconds. Go for it.
Have you heard this thing going around the email that we could solve our problems if 40 million people over 50 retired from the workforce, give them all $1 million tax-free. They have to leave their jobs, 40 million jobs open, unemployment fixed. They have to buy new American cars, 40 million cars ordered, and
you know
auto
what?
Industry fixed. Have you heard this?
I have not heard it, but you know what? Bloomberg News says we've spent committed $12.8 trillion for this bailout. It wouldn't shock me if that's enough to do exactly what you just said, and that's what's so scary. Hey, thanks for the call. 952, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Go to as many of your calls as we can before the end of the week for us here. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, we got a few late problems, David. I'll just go through the list. Two-vehicle accident, northbound I-25, just after 225, sitting there on the right shoulder. Everybody kind of taking a look, and it's messing things up there before Hamden. Also got a accident with a fuel spill on Highway 119, just west of I-25. And disabled vehicle, left lane blocked, eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Again, that's blocking the left-hand lane, so if you're cruising there around the mousetrap, get over into the right-hand lanes there after, or just before I-25. 25 about federal. Your forecast, partly sunny, breezy, mild with a high of 60. It's going to change this afternoon. Possible thunderstorms turn to snow tonight. Winter storm warning from midnight tonight to midnight Saturday, up to a foot possible around the metro. Your current downtown temperature is 55 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You work hard for your money. You should use a product that works hard for you. Pick up a bag of Colorado-made organic-based Pro-Rich Turf Food by Rich.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
That's 1-800-400-5819. 1-800-400-5819.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
The Home Depot has 10-inch palms for 50% off. And now through April 5th, you'll find additional savings throughout our lawn and garden department, so you can really kick off spring. You'll save money you can put towards extra mulch or a patio set so you can sit back and admire the 10-inch palms you bought at 50% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer.
Sopranos theme song. Such a good song. All right, everybody's got 30 seconds here. I'm going to try to get as many calls as possible, and everyone has 30 seconds. Here we go. Rapid fire. Pat and Brighton, 30 seconds.
David, I'm calling to tell you what should have been the finale. Hello?
I'm here.
Should have been the finale for two series, TV series. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And that was the episode of The Love Boat, where Charlie's Angels were aboard and a murder had been committed.
that should have been the season finale. Finale.
That was a show that was the sure sign that your show business career was in trouble if you were starring in The Love Boat. Remember Sonny Bono? I think that was his last performance.
Some might argue that that was the moment that The Love Boat jumped the shark, if you will. But
Love Boat became the Titanic.
That's right.
His show business talent was marginal, so he could only do one thing, and that would become a conservative, right-wing Republican.
Thanks. So, thanks, man. All right. Everyone's got 30 seconds. I don't mean to cut anybody off, but we got to get as many as we can in here. Mac and Longmont. Mac.
Homicide, Life on the Street.
Homicide, Life on the Street. That's your nomination for best series finale.
Well, it good, and it sort of the precursor of The Wired.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Baltimore stuff.
Yeah.
Corrupt cops.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim and Arvada, 20 seconds. I got to. Everyone went longer. Jim, go for it.
Just wanted to tell you about the $12 trillion you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think you're getting that mixed up. That's our budget for the next 4 years.
No,
it's $3 trillion a year.
No, I'm not getting that mixed up. I'm reading from Bloomberg News here. The U.S. government and the Federal Reserve have spent, lent, or committed $12.8 trillion, an amount that approaches the value of everything produced in the country last year. That is Bloomberg News, a well-respected news organization. Thanks for the call. All right, this has been another week of me guest hosting. I'm David Sirota. Everybody wish Jay well. Be praying for him. Fingers crossed. I've been emailing with him and text messaging him. So he's fighting the good fight. Get out today. It's supposed to be a nice day right before we get hammered by the snow. I know I'm going to get out there. Try to be out.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrack zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments, especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
We're stepping up our style with beautiful and affordable fashion at the JCPenney Appreciation Sale with Doorbuster Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worthington sweaters and blouses are $14.99. All Young Men's Arizona polos, Henleys, and tees are $11.99. And boys and girls novelty tees are only $8.99. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale and print out your bonus coupon. Visit your new JCPenney in Brighton. Style, quality, and price matter.